Sultry sound you heard. That was our upcoming bride.
That was retired podcaster Des.
Retired podcaster and
rest in peace.
Sexy lady.
Rest in peace. What's on with Stefan Des?
This is like the only podcast where you can regularly hear her voice.
Yeah.
That's right.
If you'd like to hear Des, tune in here. Or you can go back and listen to Nonsense Cast and then shoot yourself in the face.
that sounds less fun. Hey, we have a new friend. It's Andrew. Andrew is here.
Andrew. Hi, from. Andrew.
Hello, everybody.
Are you going to announce where he's from? So that's your job.
We're going to let him tell.
No, that's your job. Rob and I just sit back. You take care of business.
You said you turned me down and nobody could hear me anyway. This is Andrew from the Earwatch podcast that we told you about last show, and now he's here. Hello, Andrew.
Thanks for having me.
Are you going to mention how many times you blew him off already?
Okay, he just thanked me for having him, and then you said I blew him off, so that just really went wrong, right off the bat. Andrew is not only a married man, he has a child on the way.
Yes.
Oh, congrats.
That's a peanut in the oven.
It's an exciting endeavor.
Making babies around here, I tell you.
There's a lot of babies surrounding the podcast of late.
Yeah. I just saw a baby.
Who else is having babies?
I just saw
a baby. Ina just had a baby, and Colleen just had a baby. Well, Jay had two, Colleen.
No,
Jay
did not have the baby.
Well,
Mila Kunis would yell at you for saying such things.
Yes, rightfully so. But Rob saw the baby.
I saw the baby. He does exist. He's real.
Yes.
And cute, right?
I hear super cute. Yeah, I went to his...
spiky hair.
Yeah, yeah, right. It's pretty flat for now, but I'm sure it'll
it'll get there. Yeah.
But I had the pleasure of going to his baptism here in New York, so that was very, very cool, and I got to see Jay and Call, and it's always nice.
Colleen, who looks amazing, by the way.
I know, right?
Yeah, I know. She lost like all the weight. I kind of hate her.
Well, I know one of her secrets.
You know one of her secrets. I know one of her secrets. She actually exercises.
Well, no. Like, she does those. So, like, apparently there's, like, exercises you can do while also, like, handling your baby. So, like, instead of rocking your baby to sleep, you do, like, lunges while you're doing that. So you get two things done at once. Jeez.
That is so Colleen.
That's so Colleen.
But, hey, it works.
Wonder Woman.
I give her total credit for that because I mean, I don't exercise at all, so
I try to avoid it at all.
Yeah, anyone who can do it while with a newborn, that is pretty impressive because you're generally mostly exhausted most of the time.
You're basically using your baby as a weight, and that's a good idea. Give them another use.
Well, then as you get stronger, the baby gets slightly heavier.
Yeah.
Curls.
So it's perfect.
It increases the resistance with you it's the baby is like the perfect workout tool.
Yes, except
and
for
actually, if you put them in like Oshkosh bagoshes, you can like curl with them and stuff.
That's true.
Maybe that's why I'm allowed to have a baby.
You could put them in like put them in your reusable supermarket. grocery bag, and you could curl them because those aren't plastic; they're breathable, obviously. Yeah.
It can be like has netted holes.
There is a certain point where they become too heavy. And that would be around 6 years old when they fall asleep. And you have to carry them in the
house. If
you would have been curling your baby since birth, then you would be able
I
to
would
lift
be strong enough to child. Handle that. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
That's fair enough.
Are you picking up these tips, Andrew? You're writing them down, right?
I'm writing furiously over here.
Please write furiously. This is important stuff. Once they break like 25 pounds,
forget it.
It's gonna be trouble.
Are you still doing the 1-2-3 swing in your kid and carrying your kid around, Michael?
Oh hell no. No. No, he's far too heavy for that at this point. Connor's pretty small, so I mean, I could do that until he was like 5 years old, but now he's like almost probably 45 pounds. So, you know, I'm in my 40s. I don't know. It's a bad equation right there. Leads to nothing good. Whoa, I just saw something on What We're Excited For that I didn't even know about. So obviously it wasn't the thing that I typed. So going back in time, we might as well hop into some stuff because we got a lot of stuff. Going back in time, I visited San Diego Comic-Con with Renee and Connor.
You lucky dog.
Oh, first we stayed with Josh and Jen. You know, you guys know Josh and Jen, right?
Yeah.
We have to have
Josh back on the show.
Yes, we do, because he's doing a movie. They have a beautiful hammered copper sink that, dear God, was gorgeous.
I just hope there were no incidents.
There might have been. I wanted to cut it right out of their countertop and take it home. It was gorgeous. Yeah. Just amazing. But no, we stayed with them. That was fantastic. We had a great time there. And then we drove down to San Diego and stayed out on Coronado and went to Comic-Con. So we saw some people. There wasn't a lot of people there this year. We saw Jim, of course, Jim Watari.
Awesome.
Jay, Jack, Ralph, Kevin, who does a podcast with Ralph now that he does. Nick, obviously, Jana, awesome. Mr. Cliff, who else? I'm probably forgetting people. I didn't get to go to the meetup, obviously, since Connor was with us. We couldn't really go hang out at bars.
Damn, kids!
but he had a blast. Man, he, like, his favorite thing was the floor.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm like, all right. And it was hot this year. But, yeah, he loved the floor, and he loved walking through the massive crowds of people. And we saw Slim from Paper Keg Podcast. He works for Comixology.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, so he was at that booth. And Connor bought a book, a Star Wars book, one of those Lego Star Wars books. And the author signed it for him, and he got to talk to him for like 5 minutes.
That's awesome.
Hopefully that gets him off, like started on like a writing direction or something. But no, we had a blast. I didn't do a lot of panels or anything since I did the Jay and Jack panel. And a yonder something under, I don't know, some Disney Channel show with him. But most of the time I just walked around with him and Renee went to a few panels. But she's upstairs probably asleep, so.
How were the crowds like? Was it like basically still impossible to get into any of the bigger things?
You know, I know they did the bracelets and stuff this year, and I really wanted to talk to someone who dealt with that. I know Corwell and the people she goes with, like, they were out there because I guess Saturday was insane for Hall H. Mm. And people were lined up 24 hours beforehand.
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy.
So, I mean, it was insane. But everything else, like, Renee went to Ballroom 20 two straight days and barely had to wait. Like, in the middle of the day.
Mm. See, that so, was the opposite. I walked right into Hall H on Saturday.
Yeah, but Hall H this year.
Not this year.
Everything was in Hall H this year because of all the, you know, Marvel stuff and Batman, Superman stuff, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So Hall H was just banged out. And 20 wasn't that bad, and she got in to do, you know, all the stuff that she wanted to see, Vampire Diaries, all that kind of stuff, you know, without really any kind of weight. So that was cool. I mean, we didn't get to do as many panels this year, but I got to see I did a lot more of the floor and going through Artist Alley and stuff like that since I was on the floor so much. So, and you know, got to see more of the cosplay and things like that that usually, you know, get missed, sitting in panels and things. So I enjoyed that part of it. And the Jay and Jack panel was really good this year. You know, not that it sucked in years past, but I mean, like, the audience participation, like, there was some really cool Lost questions that I hadn't thought about in a long time. So I was like, wow, that's weird. I kind of remember that. But they weren't, like, ridiculous, like, oh, they were all dead at the end of questions. It was, like, obscure ones you wouldn't think about right off the top of your head, but then you're like, oh, wow, yeah, that's pretty cool. So it's a good time. Could have been a little cooler. It was a little warm this year, but it was a good time. I enjoyed it. So there's a fiasco in New York Comic Con. What the hell happened?
Oh, God. So New York Comic Con is in October, as it is every year. And so, like, last month they did the online ticket sales. And So I had, I was going to get my own and a few for friends. So we were like, a bunch of us are kind of on the site when it goes, when it's supposed to go on sale.
Yeah.
And they have some kind of like new waitlist system. So basically like you're waiting on this page until it's time for you to like buy your tickets. But it was really inconsistent. Some people got in like 10 minutes. Me, it was like an hour and I was still waiting.
That was like San Diego last year.
Yeah. So, which is crazy because last year in New York, there was no problem getting tickets. Like you could just go stroll online when you want and you grab tickets. Like not an issue. Over the past year, for some reason, it's blown up to epic proportions. So I was able to snag a few Saturday tickets, but I could not get any 3 days at all.
Wow.
So I was like, all right. So the thing that they also do is that after that, the following month, they'll sell badges at a bunch of comic retailers. So I was like, all right, fine. I will.
Oh, that's right. They sell like Midtown and stuff like that.
Yeah. Right? So they hold a whole bunch for that. So I was like, fine. I'll grab a 3 day, like shouldn't be a huge deal. So that, the way they set it up was that, on one day they'd sell them only from one of the Midtown Comics location. The next day they were going to sell them at Midtown Comics and a few others in the area as well. So I figured, all right, let me just go early and I will. So they open at 8. I figured I would get there by like 6. So I get there at 6. And there's a ginormous, crazy line. There's news vans everywhere. Oh, so I'm like, Jesus Christ. So I'm like, I'll just wait. It's fine. Whatever. I'm here. Whatever. So I waited online. And so 8 o'clock hit. I'm like, all right. So they should be open. Hopefully it doesn't take too long to move. And I knew they had a good amount of badges. So I was like, it might take a while, but I should be able to get in there. Fast forward 3 hours, and I am not even halfway through the line.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, seriously, it's going to take – even if they have tickets, it's going to take me literally all day. I was already late to work. I'm like, I can't stay here. I had a friend that was online, so like further back in the line. So I was like, take my spot. If you can, he was off that day. So if, I gave him my spot. I was like, if you can get me a ticket, that'd be awesome. and I kind of just hope for the best. And so I find out like he waits another 3 hours and he's still not in the store.
What?
And he decides to leave. So apparently we found out they have two people in the store that are
processing these
badge sales. And probably, I don't even know how many people online, but there was a lot of people. So I'm like so discouraged. And then, of course they, because I would have been pissed if I would have waited, they probably would have sold out of what I wanted. So I was like, all right, maybe I'll try the next day. Because there's a whole bunch more stores. There's stores in the city. There's stores on the island. There's like a whole bunch of stores. So I'm like, all right, maybe it won't be as bad. It's much more spread out. So I can't really wait on it early, but I have, a couple of friends kind of just keeping an eye on things. I'm hoping that there's enough to go around that I should, I can walk in at some point and maybe grab. I was kind of giving up hope of the 3 days. Like, at least let me grab a Saturday because that's like I have friends that are going. It's my birthday that day. Like I have to go, like, or else all my friends are going to be there and I'm not on my birthday. So so I go to Midtown. Already reported that they were out of like everything. I go to like a there's a Japanese bookstore that's selling them. So I get there, there's a not a huge line, but a line. So I wait on that for a little while, and then maybe like 20 minutes later they only have Thursday left. So I leave that. I'm like, all right, let me try this other place. It's not far. And they're also out of everything. I talked to my friends that are on Long Island, and I was like, all right, this is not in the city. It should be like a lot less crowded. They're all gone there. So apparently people were actually camping overnight.
What? Oh my
is what God. I found out for oh. these things. I don't know what happened, but I think that there's also a lot of scalping issues.
Yeah, yeah.
This year, because there were a lot of tickets that were on like StubHub and eBay.
Stuff like that, yeah.
So, which really annoys me, because like, when you go on and a seller has like 15 tickets to sell, something's not right there.
Yeah, that's not cool.
So at that point, I was like, so this is it. Like, there's really no way to get a ticket. So I figured before things got worse, I bought a ticket from eBay had to pay more than I should have. Because I was like, at least I have to go one day. And Saturday. Yeah, so I bought a Saturday pass. I was like, you know what? Let me just do it now, because they're going to go up way more after people realize that they're all sold out. So I'm really kind of pissed about this whole situation. I'm probably not going to go again after this. I'm sure it's going to be ridiculously crowded and awful. And the problem with New York Comic Con is, for anyone who's been, is you have the Javis Center and that's it. And it doesn't extend outside that, unlike San Diego, where it kind of takes over the whole downtown area.
Yeah,
it
spills into the city. Yeah.
So at least there's things to do. I mean, with this, if you're not in there, you know, there's nothing. So there's nowhere for them to expand. So I think this might be my last year. I mean, I'm kind of liking a lot of the smaller. I went to a smaller con last year. It was amazing. And it was, you know, I waited like an hour to see a panel. That's instead of bad. 4 or 5.
Well,
or 24.
What was it? Like three? Was it 3 years ago, that last time that I went?
To New York? Yeah, it was something like 3 years ago.
It was
ago.
Whenever, what's her name, Cohan joined The Walking Dead.
Lauren Cohan,
yeah. It was, and like every panel was, like the Beavis and Butthead panel was booked up, like filled up. And we were like, what in the fuck is going on? Because the year before we went, and like nobody was there.
Yeah, exactly. But at least you could get tickets.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, it wasn't... like from last year to this year,
it's got progressively worse.
Astronomical lengths, yeah. And this is before there were no guests like announced at that point, so it's like it's just people are going because they know it. Like anything with the word "con" in it has become
just
crazy
massive,
popular.
Yeah, no, that's true. It's big, right? I mean, you're obviously gonna snap back at some point, but
yeah.
Right now, they're definitely riding high.
Yeah, I'm sticking to. I have tickets that I got to. There's a it's the first year for it in Atlantic City called Boardwalk Con.
Oh, yeah, I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, you know what, let's go to this because it's probably going to be much smaller and, like, way less people, and it'll be a much more, you know, fun time there.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to stick to, you know, if I'm going to go
something
to these
smaller
things,
like
it's going to be the smaller, more obscure ones, just because I'm not going to wait like, you know, 4, 5, 6 hours to see a panel. Like, it's just not worth it.
It's not. I mean, the San Diego thing when people sleep out and all, I mean, that's one thing, because you're kind of having, you know, if you're with a bunch of people and you're all sleeping out, it's kind of like an experience or whatever. But you don't have to do that because there's so many other panels you can just walk into.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's not like all the smaller rooms are filled up. I mean,
even the small, like last year there was like an Adventure Time panel, and that I couldn't even get into.
Yeah.
I mean, like that's
that's ridiculous.
It's insane. Yeah.
Whereas, like in San Diego, 20 and H are a complete insanity at times.
There's so much more to do though.
But there's so many other things. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can go to a random panel and just walk in a lot of times, so it's not that big of a deal.
But I wonder how the Little Lulu panel was this year.
It was packed again. Well, you know what's funny? Kevin, who does the podcast with Ralph, All Right, Let's Do a Podcast, he actually went to the Little Lulu panel before the Jay and Jack panel. And they do like a, I don't know, like a reading or something, like a little play or something. And he was a part of it. So yeah, check out check out that last episode of All Right, Let's Do a Podcast. They talk about that actually, because none of us knew what the hell Little was. Nobody knows. But the freaking Indiana Jones panel after them, had a line around the corner.
Oh.
After it was full. For like an Indiana Jones fan panel. It was a small room, granted. But still, I mean, it was like, there was a lot of people still waiting.
Yeah.
I was like, Jesus. I did not realize Indy was that big still.
Well, there is that new Indiana Jones movie coming out again, right?
Oh, that's right. He's going to do another one, right?
Yeah.
If he can walk, I guess.
He snapped his leg off. To I mean, when Solo
you're
again.
Yeah, when you're like 70 cool. and you break your leg, I mean, it's not like
it's not going to heal.
Yeah, yeah, it's not like riding a, you know, hopping back on a bike.
They were talking about this on the radio this morning, and the guy's like, well, you know, since he fell down and broke his hip. And she's like, that's ageism. Just because he's old, he broke his leg, she says. It's like, he broke his hip.
It's much different when the door from the Millennium Falcon slams on you than just, you know, falling over and breaking a hip.
Oof. Yeah, no kidding. Faulty props.
So we have news from 2005 in Canada?
We do! Spotify has finally arrived. Illyrio says he loves it.
It's here, it's great.
I don't understand it then. I'm very stupid. It doesn't love me back. It doesn't. It doesn't like me at all, I don't think, because it just gives me a freaking hard time. It's only been here for like a day or two.
And
Illyrio says, Spotify Canada was worth the wait. It's awesome. The interface beats out all the other ones I have tried. And the free version stuff is great. And my response to him was, I deleted it right away.
Wow.
10 minutes after I logged
wow,
in.
Wow, way to give it a try.
Well, no, it was a little bit longer than that. I went to the backfield and back, but here's the reason why I got rid of it. About 10, okay, say 20, I exaggerated. 20 minutes after I logged in, half an hour after I logged in, it started sending me pop-up ads for other apps. Like as if it was a notification right to my phone. I did not like that. And I did not think that was right. And it seemed very spammy, and I did not like that. And it would only let, like, I wanted to listen to the Guardians of the Galaxy playlist. And so I found someone who had one, and I listened to it. And it would not let me skip songs. It said you can only skip 6 songs, but I'd only actually skip 2.
You probably have to skip half of that soundtrack.
Well, no. Just a couple. And
that whole soundtrack is flawless.
Wrong. I just looked at the, I didn't see it yet, but I looked at the playlist after Steph mentioned something on Twitter. There's some shit on there. The fucking Pina
Coladas.
Those
are all great songs. Absolutely.
They're great songs.
They're
well,
all great.
They're great songs if you're 112.
Yeah, but you know hey, what? If you watch the movie, you will get the groovy feeling. I promise.
Regardless, those songs are classics.
No, they're not classics. Just because they're old doesn't mean they're classic.
No, they're good.
I think they're very
if there's
good.
An old shitty building falling down, it's not a classic.
They're
it's just an old shitty building falling.
There's a lot of shit out there now. So.
Well, not true. There's a lot of.
They're actually musical, for God's sake.
Pina Colada song?
That it's so catchy.
That song, you know what? You know what? That song is very catchy, but. This is the first time, really, I've listened to the lyrics. And Douche Canoe. Can I just say that guy is
another
Douche
Canoe? Oh,
no,
of course.
Like, I never even... And there's my own lovely lady. Oh, now she's lovely? What about when you wanted pina coladas and sex in the rain or whatever? You asshole. Jesus Christ.
He cheated on his wife shit. With his wife.
Well, yeah, well, but that wasn't his intention.
It wasn't hers either.
Wasn't hers either, See? But still.
See what happens when you drink too many pina coladas?
Lady and me got into this shitty routine or whatever, and then he's like, there's my own lovely lady. I was like, are you kidding me?
Did they really release it on a cassette, too?
I thought
I saw an article. Where they released it on
They may have done cassette. Some limited ones. I don't
that would be
not.
Just a waste, really, wouldn't it?
Oh, well, it's super hip now. You know how cool vinyl was 10 years ago. It's now back to audio cassettes now.
Yeah, that's weird that is true.
Yeah, you know, I think cassette, vinyl there's like argument for, but there is literally no redeeming qualities for cassette tape. So
no, there's really not.
Ask
and then
the
you have to get a number
they 2
pencil.
I think it's really cool.
Yeah.
You have to keep a number 2 pencil with you at all times. It's a problem.
Oh, that's true.
Button
That's right. Or if your tape gets stuck in the machine and then you have to get it out
that's
carefully
the worst.
without you know stretching it at all, and then you have to wind it back in with your pencil.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I think you should give Spotify another chance. And even I mostly use like the like the desktop. Whoa, God.
Wow.
Wow. Dave just got home and Odin's blind, so dog fighting the door ring. Is a problem. Wow. So there you go.
Michaela's dog fighting ring.
What did you say, Michael?
Michaela's dog fighting ring in the house.
Yeah.
Dogs versus chickens?
Yeah.
The chickens are always going to win, damn it. I would pay the chickens are always going to win. Pick your eyes out. And they love the taste of flesh.
Oh, God.
And they go for blood. Chickens are gross, I'm telling you right now. Anyway.
Yeah, they kind of are.
So,
yeah.
Spotify. Yes. Yeah, so, we'll talk about the playlist some more later when we talk about the movie, I guess. Yeah. But I just felt like it was super spammy. I didn't like that. And that it wouldn't let me fast forward through stuff. And then like that. And then I added stuff to my playlist. And then it wouldn't let me play it again. But just kept playing songs that it thought that I would like.
Is this like, the phone? Like,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I know the phone, like the phone app, there's stuff disabled for like non-paying things. But like everything on, if you use like the web app on a computer, like that's less restricted. At least it was. That's when I used it, but okay. I don't know. I mean, you might want to give that a try too, but I think the phone, most of the phone stuff is like meant for like pay accounts.
Okay.
But you get a lot, quite a lot for free.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the pop-up ad really bothered me, honestly. It was like a notification that it looked like an official notification from from Facebook or whatever.
Oh, that, yeah, I don't like that.
You know. But it was like a big white square in the middle of my screen telling me that I should download this other app. And I was like, I wonder where you came from. Delete. So that's kind of my reaction to that. Mm. So I will, at your suggestion, I will try it online then.
Yeah.
And that will make you happier than me using my playlist on GrooveShark. I know.
Yes, please.
Okay. I have a really good playlist on GrooveShark. Can I migrate those over, do you think?
You know, probably. I'm sure there's a way to do it.
Oh, I'm sure.
Okay.
I don't use Spotify either. Is it a better service than like Last.fm or Pandora or any of those other similar players?
I think the good thing about Spotify is that it's more like you can listen to what you like, whereas like Pandora kind of like plays random stuff for you. Yeah. Like you can build your own playlist and listen to whatever you want on it.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a little bit different. Like I would use both of them just because sometimes I don't know what I want to listen to. So like Pandora might be better, but if you want something specific, Spotify is pretty good for that.
Has Pandora ever led you to discover new music that you wouldn't have otherwise heard?
No.
No. Okay.
Not really.
Because it knows your taste.
Yeah, but it just plays like other stuff that I know and love.
Yeah.
But you know everything though. That's the thing with music. People like you and me, we listen to all kinds of different music and we know like everything. People call us up and they say, "What's that song?" You know, and you go, "Oh yeah, that one," and you tell them what it is. Because we love music.
We do love music.
You're just more talented at playing it and making it up and stuff than I am.
Oh, well, thank you.
I just sing it.
Very well though.
Thank you. You got a concert earlier. I apologize for that.
No, it was lovely.
I didn't even know you were there. So. Okay, we had some technical difficulties. Pulling back the curtain.
We didn't have technical difficulties.
No, we didn't. I'm just channeling Kulki with my pulling back the curtain.
Google Plus had technical difficulties.
Okay, it was Google Plus.
Only for you, though.
Only for you.
Just for me and only during the call.
That's right. Okay, so I will try Spotify again. So, yay, Spotify is now in Canada. Moving on up.
Let's talk about Guardians.
Yes. I'll get the feedback ready because I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
Okay, Rob.
Not that I care about being spoiled, so.
Okay. You and I are the only two that have seen it. And I knew how much I was going to love it when Dave was all itchy to see it when he was off on the Friday and I had not seen it yet. And he snuck out and saw it. But I knew he didn't do it behind my back, but he pretended like he was, so it was really cute.
Oh, that's funny.
And yeah, he's like, "Yo, I'm not in the vehicle going to the movie." "What movie?" "No, I'm not going to a movie." You know, like that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, "I'll kill you." And so on Saturday we were going to go, but I wasn't feeling very well. So on Sunday he was like, "If you don't go with me today, I'm not going with you for the rest of the week. You're going to have to find a way to go on your own." And which is not really a big deal. I like movies on my own. And so I went. We went on Sunday for like the 11:30 IMAX show. I loved it. So right? I knew I was going to because he was willing to like go right the next day to see it.
Yeah.
I think he's pretty much ready to walk out of the theater, walk back in the theater, and watch it again. So
yeah,
it is a space adventure, and I love those with the bottom of my heart.
Yeah, a lot of people compared it to like Firefly or a little Star Wars-y, or which I think
the adventure part, you know.
Yeah, yeah. But I think it was very original, not like any other Marvel movie.
Yeah, which is very original.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. The thing that's great about it, so I wasn't that familiar with them when they first announced the movie, but you know, I read a whole bunch of the comics or whatever, and it's not something you need to do because they really do a great job of, you know, introducing the characters to you. There's a lot that's different from the comics, so it doesn't really matter. It's fresh and new for everyone, so whether you read about them or not, you'll still get the same enjoyment out of it. It's just such a great cast of characters, and like I have trouble choosing. Like, they all have their moments, you know. Like, I thought for sure like, oh, Rocket's gonna be my favorite, but like, you know, Groot's awesome, and Drax kind of stole some parts. Star-Lord of course is great. Like, they're all really like, they share the spotlight equally, and I don't know, it's just such a great balance of everything, you know.
Yeah, they were really well fleshed out, and you were cheering for them, but, you know, for them, they were the heroes, and they were the heroes as a group, and that was really, really fun.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I really liked that. I loved how strong she was, you know, how strong that character was. Her fight scenes were amazing. And, yeah, of course, I loved Groot.
he's a favorite, it seems.
Well, and he is modeled off the director's dog, so that's not... that's another reason I would love him. He has dog eyes.
Was he voiced by Vin Diesel?
Yes,
he was. Yeah,
Vin Diesel. Which, yeah, I love hearing about, like, because so for those who don't know, Groot only says "I am Groot."
I am Groot.
Yeah, but in all different ways. So I remember like reading an interview with Vin Diesel about how like, he was so into the role and serious about it. And wanted to know, like, what every I am Groot meant. So he would, like, have the right inflection and say it the right way. It was just kind of funny to me.
I don't know if that's cute or just really obnoxious. I'm not
it's
sure.
A little obnoxious, I will
admit. Have you ever seen the video of him dancing on the internet? I think maybe when he got a role or something. There's this video of him. I think it's him. I'm pretty sure it's Vin Diesel. Yeah, and he's dancing. He's shirtless. Very weird. Like, he's got his camera on his PC, and he's just, like sexy dancing. It's very hard to watch, I have to tell you.
Yeah, I will not be looking that up later.
No. this nonsense cast moment brought to you by...
Yeah. So, yeah, I saw a preview screening before, you know, the release, but then, like, I already had tickets for the release day, so, like... I had no problem seeing it twice. I was actually excited to go see it again. It was just that enjoyable to me. And it's one of those movies that, like, there's very few movies to me that, like, I can watch over and over again. And like, this is one of them to me. Like a lot. Seen it
twice. Yeah. Oh, Dave's yelling in the background. He watched up. He's like, he thought it was awesome. He saw it twice. That's what he just said too.
I'm so happy that it did so extremely well, and that people, you know, had no idea about the Guardians of the Galaxy, like, loved it. Like, such good reaction to the movie. And I was so happy to hear that. Because people were worried, you know, because, like, no one knows who they are. Like, you know, it's not going to, you know, do as well. But it absolutely did. I'm so happy. There's already a sequel date planned.
Well, I certainly hope so, considering there better be.
Yeah.
They're just better be.
Did it do box office successful, like comparable to the Iron Man and Avengers and stuff?
It was one of the biggest August openings ever, wasn't it?
Did it? Wow. Yeah. That's did impressive. Very, very well, yeah. I'll look up right now. Opening weekend.
Didn't it do like 160 or something like that?
It did.
Holy cow.
Yeah, something crazy. Yeah, it did really, really well.
And it was released at the beginning of August, right? Like, August 1st
it came out. So yeah, about 2 weeks.
Yeah, geez.
Yeah, so it's doing very well and very highly recommended.
Absolutely. I'm telling everybody, you know, oh, do you like space adventures? You have to go see it. It's such a good movie. If you like it, really is.
If you like that kind of stuff, it's just kind of like, it's hard not to like it.
Yeah. I will own that one.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
I'll have to take the wife out to go see it.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Last time we were in the theater was Godzilla, I think.
Yeah, Dave and I are like that. It takes a lot to get us into the theater, and that did it.
And you got it. Yeah, he went twice.
Yeah.
That's impressive. So, yeah, I mean, I can't recommend it enough. It's just such a fun movie.
I've heard nothing but good stuff about it.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, I think Connor would have a blast at it, too.
Do you think, though, that there's okay, he did that just because I keep telling him to shut up, because every time he talks in the background, it's disruptive. So he did that on purpose. It was our 19th anniversary yesterday. It might be our last. I won't ask Siri where to bury the body.
Did someone get busted that way?
They're using the evidence against him in his trial.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I saw something about that. I saw a quick blurb about
that. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yep. Dope.
Yeah, don't ask Siri.
But I would definitely own this one. Love, love, love it. Great action adventure and had lots and lots of heart. And I can't wait until the second part comes out.
That's awesome.
Well, you have like 3 years, so.
Yeah.
Do you think they'll cross it over with other Marvel movies at some point?
Yes, absolutely. It's not a spoiler because I don't know. This is just a guess. But I'm pretty certain that Avengers 3 is going... I think that Thanos is going to be the main villain for that. So he's definitely... he's been lurking. You get a little bit more of him in Guardians. And I think you're going to... He's going to keep, you know, being behind the scenes, you know, in the next few movies. And I think he's going to be the major villain in 3. So I think maybe even the Guardians might even show up in Avengers 3. That's my guess. So I think it's only a matter of time before, you know, it crosses over. So I think it's pretty certain. So, yeah.
That's great.
Cool.
Yeah, I really love the way they're, you know, they're building up this universe and the way they're kind of fitting things together in a way that really hasn't been done before. So it's really quite good. There's a lot of, you know, great theories out there. And, you know, if you're familiar with like the comics, you can kind of guess some things, and it's kind of fun to figure out where they're going to go with it. So very cool.
Well, we have lots of Guardians feedback.
Let's hear it.
I'm gonna get ready to play it. Hold on. I got to set some stuff up here. Whoop! Hold on. Whoop! Come out that quick. Hold on.
I thought I heard banjo earlier. Are you playing dueling banjos?
Maybe. I don't want to give a spoiler away.
Oh, sorry. All right.
We got feedback from Jamie.
I will do it for you, Jamie. Michael David, you're an ass.
Oh, hold on. I got to start Jamie's over. There's fucking guys.
Shout out to Jamie. He just joined up in our Skyrim Fantasy Football League.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Hold on, let me see. Why is this really low? Hold on. Okay. Sorry about that, everybody.
We were such amateurs after...
It's been a long time.
We haven't done this very often.
We really haven't.
Oh, there's Jamie. Coach
here. Show 40.
Or Jamie. Whatever you want to call me. Except you, Mike, you're still an ass. y'all, like, I think John just said, y'all recorded about as much as Shut Up Tim. At least y'all recording and... You didn't pod fade on them like you did me. I mean, I know you got that new factuation with your kitchen and all that, but it's kind of this summer. Ain't got a chance to see a whole lot, but did get to see Guardians of the Galaxy, and I'm glad I did. Thoroughly enjoyed the movie. It was fun. Soundtrack was awesome. I want to buy the soundtrack, but I'm like 30-something cent short on my iTunes account, so I got to pick me up a card.
Is there Rob Thomas on there?
That will be my next purchase off the iTunes. Michaela, I know it went on your side of your region, but I still enjoyed our trip up to Canada and getting to stay with Lirio and Christine and getting a tour of Montreal and all. It was definitely for, as Mike would probably say, a country guy like me, different kind of culture shock, but glad we went, got to enjoy it. Didn't care for the big bridges going into town, but hey, I got over it. And Poutineville was all that it was made out to be.
Oh, my God.
I was able this week to pick up some Wisconsin cheese curds. I've got the poutine sauce at the house. And we will be having poutine in the very near future. enjoy the last show.
I don't make a comment so bad.
Listen to it on the way back home from New Hampshire and all. And I want to tell you guys, thanks for giving me something to listen to on that trip. I really needed it. Y'all have fun. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you, Jamie. I'm sorry for Michael.
What's that? I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just saying, on behalf of my friend Jamie, Michael, you are an ass.
First of all, let's talk about Poutineville, Rob. How amazing is Poutineville?
Oh, so good.
Freaking amazing.
I want to go to there.
Is this a restaurant?
Yeah, it's in Montreal, and it is the most amazing poutine in the history of humankind.
Yeah.
How similar is poutine to disco fries?
I don't have any idea what disco fries are.
what is a disco fry?
I think it could be the American version of poutine.
I think, yeah, it's similar, but it does not hold a candle to actual poutine. Yeah.
Squeaky cheese and...
Yeah, it's all about the squeaky cheese.
Yeah, yes. I love those fried cheese curds. Mm.
Oh, yeah. Well, Poutineville.
I've never actually had legitimate poutine. I don't believe anything that I've ever read about it. It makes it sound like the most heavenly delectable dish on the face of the earth.
Yes, and at Poutineville, you can select your own style of poutine through a checklist on your menu. Mm-hmm.
So, how do you construct poutine? What does the dish actually consist of?
French fries.
French fries. Like a poutine gravy, right?
And gravy, yeah. Right?
And squeaky cheese.
And squeaky cheese.
Cheese curds. And is there always a meat on top as well?
No, it's just usually that, but Poutineville could be anything.
But at Poutineville?
Yeah, so explain to me the different varieties at Poutineville.
It's been a few years, but it's massive varieties. I believe there was a Philly cheesesteak one, if I'm not mistaken. But that was wild.
Put the Velveeta on there.
Eek.
Eek. What?
Velveeta.
No. Or whatever. Don't. Maybe it's not Velveeta.
Whiz.
There's
yeah.
some Philly cheese.
Cheese Whiz.
Cheese Whiz. That's it. There's some disgusting cheese that, you know, purists of the Philly cheesesteak will always claim that it's.
It's debatable. Whiz. Some people go provolone, some go cheese.
I like provolone.
I do not like cheese. We are a divided household. I go provolone.
Renee is a.
Whiz
the
is
cheese whiz.
Yeah, but Whiz is a fucking mess. It runs all over the place.
Yeah, no joke.
Try heating up Cheese Whiz. It turns to liquid. It's not that fun.
Try putting some salsa in it, and you have con queso dip, which is fabulous.
Somebody will fucking murder you if you put salsa on a cheesesteak.
No, just for not dipping your nacho chips.
Oh, Cheese Whiz is just disgusting. So, I mean, there's really no reason to eat it or have it it in existence. Yeah. I mean, there's no reason.
It's kind of good on celery. Which makes it almost healthy.
What? Oh, you know what? Wait, hold on.
Almost healthy.
All right, we got to get away from poutine. Sorry, guys. I forgot. We got like 4 more feedbacks in Garden of the Galaxy.
Oh, shit. We do go down these rabbit holes, don't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, yeah. All right, so let's get with Matt. I don't have any music for Matt.
Can we just say thank you, Jamie?
Yes.
For feedback.
Yes.
Thank you very much, and welcome to Canada.
I'll sign an autograph for you someday, maybe next year. next year in Raleigh, possibly.
Damn it.
All right, here we go. We got Matt.
Hey, Chatterbox. It's your old buddy Matt sending in another MP3 to tell you about what I've been watching lately. Well, first off, rest in peace, Robin Williams. Obviously, that was like the big entertainment news of the week. And obviously, I'm one of the many people just devastated by the news and very sad, and certainly have my thoughts to his family and friends. Moving on to lighter, on a lighter note, obviously the big other movie thing I got caught up with was Guardians of the Galaxy, which was as fun as everybody is saying it was. Like, it was just this movie, like, I so needed this kind of just 2 hours of just pure fun. It was just like Star Wars if you had like four Han Solos and a Chewbacca. Like it was like this fun, like I'm so over just every blockbuster having to be dark and broody and everything's got to like out 9/11 each other. But this one is just like, let's just have some fun and, you know, be irreverent. And it's just, it's like just so much. It's just Marvel showing off. It's like Marvel's victory lap at this point. Like they're just doing so well and they're just like nailing it. And yeah, I love this movie. Also on a different note, I caught up with Under the Skin, which is it's a art house movie about, an alien woman played by Scarlett Johansson who abducts men or seduces men and like kills them. Yeah, this one was weird. It's not something like you put on like for date night. It's like, oh, let's watch this movie. It's got Scarlett Johansson. Like, no, this is a pure art house bizarre movie. Like, it's a movie most people probably won't get. It's a movie I didn't really fully, you know, grab a hold on to. I give it like a B question mark rather than a plus or minus. Like I don't know. Like it's well made. Like it's well directed, and I think the sound design is really good. But it's not really my kind of movie. But if you're looking for a challenge, I would definitely recommend you check it out. Moving on to TV, I got a quick little GFY Monday. Although this is being recorded on a Thursday, I got to send one out to Nickelodeon and how they've completely pooched it with The Legend of Korra. Like this, how they've completely botched, like they underpromoted this show, they kept switching the times, and now they've just unceremoniously just dumped it online. It's awful. And especially so because this season has been awesome. It's been so good, and they really just have completely dropped the ball, and it's a shame. I've really been digging the season. And wrapping it up, I also just finished reading a book. I finished reading The Magician's Land by Lev Grossman. It's the last book in his Magician's trilogy. And I was really satisfied with the way it turned out. I caught up with the books last summer, and when I found out that the third one was coming out, I was really looking forward to it, and it didn't disappoint. I thought it tied up everything pretty well. I really like just how he kind of concluded this coming of age story, and I definitely recommend it if, you know, you read Harry Potter as a kid and you're looking for something grown up or like something that's maybe more for 20 somethings. I definitely recommend checking this one out. All right, guys. That is it for me. Also had a great time at BitterCon. Hopefully we can do something like that, again sooner. Yeah, so that's it. I will talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Later, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
Oh, I forgot about BitterCon. How was that?
Yeah, BitterCon was great, actually. We had a really nice time. I couldn't stay the whole time. But, yeah, we had a nice group of people together, and we had a lot of fun.
Oh. All right, well,
as we always do. And Robin led some trivia, and we had
fun. That was fun. Cool. I stopped by. It was great.
Yeah. We had a couple of technical difficulties because – fortunately, we had too many people who wanted to get on the call, which is not the worst thing in the world. We'll have to figure it out next time for next time, though.
Well, we have feedback from John and Cooper also.
Okay.
And John, first of all, says, without a doubt, it was probably one of the best movies he's ever seen.
Wow.
John is old and getting senile, obviously.
Hey! He's old. I'm dead.
And here's Johnny Cooper.
What movie did we watch yesterday?
I am Groot.
You mean Guardians of the Galaxy?
I am Groot.
Did you like it?
I am Groot.
And what did you think of the movie?
I am Groot.
So you liked it then?
I am Groot.
What was your favorite part of the movie?
I am Groot.
You mean the way that they developed characters and there was always action and it...
I am Groot.
It flowed logically from scene to scene?
I am Groot. I think the next thing I'm going to say is I am Groot. I am Groot. I am Groot. I am Groot.
Sound like a little girl.
I am Groot. I am Groot. I'm Cooper. I'm Cooper. I'm Cooper. I'm Cooper. I'm stopping saying I am Groot.
What was your favorite part of the movie? Ranger Rick.
I like the duck.
The duck? What are you talking about?
At the end.
You didn't even stay for it.
Uh-huh, I saw it. My mom was taking a bathroom in the bathroom.
Say goodbye, son.
Bye.
No, say goodbye, son.
I am Groot.
Say goodbye, son.
Bye. Oh, man.
He could be Groot. He's tall enough.
That is true. Cooper is quite tall.
He's like an 8 foot tall 8 year old. Sixty something. He's 6 and 12 feet tall or something.
No, he's what? Cooper's what, 8?
And the size of a quarterback on an NFL team.
Definitely. Yeah, he's older than Connor, so I think he's like 8 or 9. But he's super tall.
So that was fun listening to Officer John beat his child. Yeah.
We have evidence of brutality.
You're not Groot! Whack! No.
We have...
That was very fun. Thank you, you guys.
We have recent guest host, 2 episodes and 3 months ago, Stephanie.
Yay!
Hello, Chatterbox. This is Stephanie. I'm really druggy and sleepy today because I was out late last night watching Guardians of the Galaxy for Morgan's 16th birthday. It was a lot of fun at the cinema. It was, I feel like it was very similar to Avengers. Like, everybody said, well, Avengers was great. Let's pattern this after Avengers, except it's not as long. There were lots of laughs. Oh, my gosh. I think this is the funniest movie I have watched in a long time. Like, I chuckled hard, especially at one joke in particular. And the only problem was the wrestler, that Batista guy. He, is that his name? That may not be his name. Whatever, the wrestler. You know who I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Drax. He, I mean, some of his lines, his jokes he landed were hilarious, and some of them he kind of trailed off, and I couldn't hear him. There was lots of jokes I couldn't hear. But one thing I was really surprised, and I don't know why I'm surprised, after the Apes movies and Lord of the Rings, the emotion that this motion capturing and the CGI that they get, the emotion they get on these faces. Groot and Rocket Raccoon, their facial expressions were just fantastic. And I hope everybody gets to go see it. It was just a fun time at the cinema. I will talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye. Thank you, Stephanie, and happy birthday, Morgan.
I can't believe she's 16.
I know.
Oh, my God.
We're getting old, man.
Jesus.
Actually, Rocket Raccoon's nose is done after James Gunn's dog snoot. Like, the snoot is his dog snoot. Like, he's really got a love for his dog. I can understand that. I mean, I have dog hair in my DNA now, I think.
His brother was the stand-in for Rocket.
Mm-hmm, yeah, like, I know, that's really neat.
Like, was on his knees and, yeah.
Poor guy. I wonder if he gets, like, hazard pay for that.
Yeah. I'm so glad everyone likes it.
Yes, that was definitely straight up all positive feedback.
And thank you, everyone, for sending in voice messages.
Well, we have Illyrio's, which I don't think has anything to do with Guardians of the Galaxy, but I want to play it now because my phone is getting close to dying. So,
okay.
In case it dies, I'd like to play it now.
Okay.
And, you know, I want to make him feel included, like he's one of the gang. Mm-hmm. So I put him with everybody else. I don't want him to feel separate.
No, we don't want anyone to feel left out, of course. Yeah. And he did say that apparently the George R. R. Martin Twitter account, he said it's he's never been as entertained by a one-trick pony in his life. Hilario.
Oh. And here we go.
Okay.
And I get a hit play.
Hello, Chatterbox. It's Illyrio. How's it going? So, what have people been up to this summer? Well, the kids have been in day camp. And they've enjoyed that. They also spent about a month away from home and all. 2 weeks here, and then a week and a half here and stuff. Spending time with grandparents of different sorts. And the boy had a lovely time at sailing camp. And there was also some time at the Grandpapa's farm with some horseback riding lessons and all kinds of stuff. So that's been pretty nice. I've been doing some renovations in the basement, turning a what was storage into a family room, about two-thirds of the way done, and enjoying that. Enjoying my summer. It's been a little slow work-wise, but it always is. You got fewer people needing remedial technological instruction, as I sometimes refer to it. Yeah, and just enjoying the summer. The summer's been good. Been watching Amazing Race Canada. If you're a fan of Amazing Race,
wow, really?
Get thee to Amazing Race Canada. The challenges are tougher. They're much more difficult. I mean, like right now, I just paused episode 6 of season 2, and the detour choice is Puck It or Pinch It. Puck It, you gotta go to an arena and see if you can score some goals on a pretend goalie, and or you could do Pinch It, which is making pierogies. That's right, they're in Winnipeg. So that's always fun. Been mainlining some Arrow, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Started watching The Expendables 3 today. Uncle Nefarious has been really, really great about that. It's, I don't know, it's interesting. Harrison Ford showed up and immediately had more lines than I thought. Kelsey Grammer appeared, and I was not embarrassed for him. I thought he was not going to fit in this movie, but the character he plays is actually quite perfect. And Mel Gibson looks insane. So all in all, it's really quite good. Oh, no, I passed 2 minutes. Oh, wait, you're not Pirates, and you're not Draconian. iPhone 6 rumors. Of all the rumors I've heard about the upcoming iPhone 6, 5.5-inch screen, 4.7-inch screen, super thin, extra battery, sapphire glass on the front for extra durability. The one rumor I have not heard that I want to hear is waterproof. Mm-hmm. I want a waterproof phone. Okay, mm-hmm. You can get an Nikon Coolpix camera you can put in the friggin' pool, but you can't buy a waterproof iPhone. It's bullshit. We're in the 21st century. We can totally get this done. and I've been running a lot, which is,
I think, yes, Illyrio is looking fine.
You know, sometimes I wonder if I'm being like overly obnoxious tweeting on my runs, but you know, fuck that. I'm running
I don't think so. A
machine right now, and I'm going to fucking flaunt that shit. And oh, if I can get into snarky mode for a bit. I understand, and listen, I want to preface this with a very, very, very quick thing. I understand what charity is, and I understand what raising awareness is, but of all the stupid, dumbass ways
I agree
to raise awareness for ALS, dumping ice water over your head, this look, I'm as narcissistic, if not more so, than the next guy, but come on, people, it's just
Well, people
just
have to make
to that
it about
place
them.
Where I just get angry with the world and everything. Oh, it's like that kid all over again. Anyway, take care, you guys. Enjoy.
Thank you, Illyrio.
Stay cultured.
We need to get him on.
Yes, we gotta get. We gotta get Illyrio back on.
It's been a while.
Well, we record biannually now, so
yeah.
6 months, Illyrio. Write it down on your calendar.
I agree with him totally on the whole thing. It's just like,
It was, come on. All right, here and there, it's gotten to the point of like, all right, we got it.
It's become more about
dumping the ice than
than the actual.
I saw
thing,
about 4 or 5 people do it before I knew what it was for. I finally had to look it up. Like, why the hell are people doing this thing?
Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah, that's the problem with it. Yeah.
Yeah. They were like, well, I was challenged to do this, so I'm doing it. Here we go. I did it. Yay, me.
Yeah, and then there's like...
you have to.
Yeah, there's almost like a bullying aspect to it. Like, I'm challenging you. Now you either have to give money to the charity I say you have to give it to, or you like dump some ice water on your head. Yeah.
You give to the Heart and Stroke Foundation instead. Okay, thank you very much. No. Give to whatever the hell you want.
Yeah, it's like... Let me choose what charities I'm going to donate to, and I don't need to go like broadcasting it all over the internet either.
Exactly.
I don't need like people like Oh, look at me. Look what I'm doing.
Yeah. Well, it's still.
It's kind of like being iced, isn't it?
It's like being iced. Oh, somebody God. I haven't thought about that in a long time. I haven't thought about that in a horribly long time.
You're getting peer pressured into drinking a horrible drink nobody yes. wants to drink?
Yes. All because yeah. some punk kid finds it in the cooler.
Jesus Christ. This is a very callbacky show today.
Oh, man. Oh, speaking of callbacks, I also in San Diego met Sherry from Australia, who was a Media Junkyard listener from back in the day.
Awesome. Speaking of meeting famous people, wow, cool. guess who I met? Pat Benatar.
Oh, that's right. You saw Pat Benatar.
I saw that. That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I was very excited. Yeah, she is like one of my heroes. Why wouldn't she be?
That's awesome.
Yeah, Pat Benatar is pretty awesome.
I knew she was playing in town, but that day we went over to the casino. And I was sitting in the lounge having lunch, and I saw her husband first. And I was like, why do I know that guy? And my girlfriend that I was with was like, I'm going to put my wallet away. Because if you've ever seen him, he looks a little, you know, like a punk rocker. But this is every once in a while you get shady people in the casino. She's like, I'm putting my wallet away. And I was like, no, I know that guy from somewhere. And then she sat down. I was like, that's fucking Pat Benatar. I said, that's Neil Gerardo, and that's Pat Benatar. And she was like, no way. And I said, just give me my check as fast as you can. Da, 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 da. But I took a picture of her on the sly, and I wasn't smart enough to turn off my shutter release.
Oh,
and I
nice.
Think she heard me do it. Nice. So she was kind of like giving me the cat pee look across the room. And I was like, oh, my God, I just totally pissed my own hero off. That's the worst thing to do. And then my friend was like, well, you have to go meet her. I was like, but I just took her picture, and she's giving me cat pee look across the freaking room. Probably not a good idea. But I did. And I just went over, and I was gushed like a 12-year-old. And I was like, you're my hero. Love you so much. Blah, blah, blah. And it was really cool. So I didn't ask her for a picture because I thought kind of bad. She's like, don't you already have one? No. So I didn't want to ask for a picture, but it was really, really super cool to get to meet her.
Was she nice?
But she was really nice. She shook my hand and she thanked me. And she's so little. She's like a teen. She's like, well, she was sitting down, but she's also very teeny. And she's 61 years old now. So, you know, she's like an older lady and stuff, but and unfortunately I didn't find out she was coming until 2 days before her show, so I never got tickets to go see her. So very disappointing. Yeah, but I did see her a long time ago when she came here for the Seven the Hard Way tour. My dad got me tickets. I didn't even know I was getting them. He just came in my room and gave them to me, and I was like, oh my goodness, that's so awesome.
Cool.
So
is she the most famous person you've ever met?
I think so.
Awesome.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Pat Benatar was pretty cool. Yeah, I don't meet anybody cool at Comic-Con, really.
Oh, yeah, those conventions, they bring in celebrities.
Yeah. But that was very cool and awesome. And well, then the next weekend, the next Thursday, I'd gotten $10 in free play for the same casino and $10 in free food. It was going to expire. And my friend at work said, we should go to the casino because this is expiring today. So we went in. So I had a $10 free play and the Wizard of Oz machine was calling my name. So I played and it was a penny slot. And I walked out of there with $300 in my pocket.
Wow.
And free lunch. So, yep. That was pretty exciting. Things that excited me. Sorry. Sorry. It's been a good week. It's been a good couple of weeks. So there you go.
Shoot, I'd be anyway. Excited about $300 from the Wizard of Oz.
No kidding! And it was a fun game to play, too. So if you go to a casino and find one, play it.
I've actually played one.
Yeah, they're fun, aren't they?
I'm not much of a gambler. I've only been to one casino ever in my life, but you know, I was a big fan of Wizard of Oz when I was a little kid, so that's the penny slot that drew my attention.
Nice. I played the Scarecrow in the Wizard of Oz.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was supposed to play Dorothy's, but more Dorothy in grade 12, but the teachers went on strike and we didn't get to do it.
Stupid teachers.
Thanks a lot, unions. No, totally kidding. Totally kidding. I happen to work in a union shop. Okay, so what were we talking about before I went down my latest rabbit hole?
I don't know.
Guardians
of the Galaxy, X2. What's up with that?
We're talking about Illyrio's feedback.
X2. So.
Let's talk about X2.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I put that in there just because when I was at Half Price Books the other day, I picked up the original X-Men trilogy and I watched them. And I was wondering, I've heard lots of people say that X2 was a really bad movie, but I thought it was just as good as the rest of them. I was wondering if you guys had any opinions on why that one gets the short end of the stick.
No, X2 actually is the best one.
I thought it was X3 that was the bad one.
3, that is the crock of shit. No, absolutely
not.
That's
what I was
going
to say. I thought the third one was the bad one, if there was a bad one. I thought they were all fine, but
yeah. The third one was bad.
Yeah.
Is the third one where they're in the Magneto room and the things are all spinning around and he's killing all the people with his brain and the guy's standing behind him?
He's in his chair. Think so.
That's 2, I believe.
I could see the problem then.
No, 2 is definitely the good one.
So that's I enjoyed it. I thought that I've heard people say that 2 was the bad one, but I definitely enjoyed it. So you're saying 3 is the bad one?
Yeah, I think that's pretty much the universally accepted bad one from
All right, that's all. I just wanted to bring that up real quick.
Yeah. X2, it definitely is like some people would pan all of them, but I mean, I think 1 is pretty decent. 2 is pretty enjoyable. But then, Nightcrawler, man, that was awesome.
I thought he was cool.
Yeah.
Was that the one where they ended up at like the battle in San Francisco, too? Like the
that
big.
That was the third one.
That was the third one.
Big
that
complex. Okay, that was the bad one. That was
Magneto takes the. The Golden Gate Bridge.
That's what it was.
Puts
it
across the bay to Alcatraz.
That's right. Yeah. Now it's all coming back to me. There we go. I knew there was a bad one there.
You might not have seen that one.
You might be lucky.
That's why I think 3 is 2.
That's why.
Yeah.
Because you've just deleted it from your memory.
I just deleted it all from my memory. Pod will do that for you, though.
So, as Illyrio said, we have the Apple iPhone event coming up.
Ooh.
There's actually a bunch all in the same area. And iPhone is actually, it's not confirmed, but it's probably September 9th. And even though I will probably never ever buy an iPhone, I still find them interesting and fun events. Mm-hmm. So still looking forward to it. But I think it's funny that they've just kind of been going just flip-flopping on, like, ever since the passing of Steve Jobs, they kind of like, we're gonna like do what other people are gonna do, like they're kind of following instead of leading now. Mm-hmm. And before it was like, oh, this is the size a phone should be, and now they're like, oh, well, now we're gonna make this bigger because everyone wants bigger phones. So
yeah,
I don't think I necessarily need a bigger phone.
I'm anti big phone.
I think mine's already too bulky. I've got the 5. I think it's too big.
I find the screen too long. I've mentioned that before.
So it's about to get bigger.
For my stubby thumbs.
I think 5.5 is too big. Note size.
Oh,
like,
those are,
too big. Mine is 5 inches, and I think it's a really good size.
Bragger.
What? What megaphone do you have, Rob?
Oh, I have the Nexus 5.
Nexus 5.
Nice. Yeah, which I love. Love. We have the iPhone event on the 9th. There's a Samsung event on the 3rd, which I am not really a fan of Samsung's stuff. Because it's all, like, all the same. I don't know why it's so popular. You know what? I actually do know why it's so popular. Because they pay the most for advertising.
Yes.
So everyone knows, like, Samsung Galaxy, whatever.
It's definitely got the biggest brand recognition. Apple, yeah.
But I'm not really a fan of their phones. I actually am very excited about the Motorola event, which is on September 4th.
New Razor.
No. they should. Well, they're... Yeah, they should. But... I'm most excited about the new Moto 360 smartwatch. I've talked about that before, but this is like the really nice, like, metal round watch. So I've been dying for this thing. So finally, it should be official. Like, everything should be fully revealed on the 4th, and hopefully it will be released like immediately. That'd be fantastic because I'm ready to open my wallet.
Take my money.
I'm wondering if on the 9th, if we're going to see an Apple smartwatch or if that's like for a little bit later on. I don't know what they're quite ready to reveal. They like to have separate events for everything now.
Yeah, they do split things up.
So it's like it'll just probably be iPhones and then like later on in the fall it'll be like new iPads and stuff. Who knows when it's going to be what, but
yeah. Yeah, they usually throw the iPads and Macs together, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think they really need to step it up though. That's just my opinion.
Well, I think kind of everybody's in that boat right now where the market's kind of flooded for tablets and stuff.
It is, yeah. And there's not like everything's kind of the same and it's kind of
to upgrade anymore. Yeah, there's not really a reason to upgrade anything.
That's right why now. The only way to go with iPhones is to make the actual phone bigger because it's like, what else are you going to do with it?
Yeah.
So
wear it around your neck like the watch. Flavor Flav.
It's like where do you go? Because like I don't know if I want my phone much thinner than it already is because it's already pretty thin.
Yeah, you want some kind of.
Yeah, I want to hold it. I don't want it to be a sliver.
Yeah,
you know. Exactly. And they're going really big, but eventually, like you know, I think there's a phone that's like actually like 7 inches, like which is a tablet. So I know,
yeah, I've seen like some of those that are like bonkers. I'm like, that doesn't even fit in your pocket. What is the point of that thing?
So like, what's the next trend? Like, what is there to go from here? Like, I think it's like a good size where it is now. It's a good thickness. I don't know. I mean, maybe the camera. I mean, the cameras have kind of been kind of crappy.
Yeah, if they could really seriously upgrade the camera, I think that would be a huge step forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That'd make me happy.
iPhone is probably gonna have NFC finally, so that's. I mean, the thing about Apple is that they still kind of tend to like things don't really pick up like in the mainstream until they do it. So, I mean, I've been enjoying NFC capabilities for a while, but you know, if they do it, maybe it'll kind of be kind of push it more into the mainstream and have it be something that's more commonly out there. So we'll see. But like, I can pay for stuff with my phone. It's awesome.
Yeah, you think that would be more readily available at this point?
Yeah. I mean, it's in a good amount of places, but I'm sure, you know, Apple still has that pull.
Yeah.
Still. I don't know how, you know. But, yeah, I mean, so we'll see what happens. I don't want to, like, talk about rumors and stuff, but.
Yeah, that'll be.
I want an app that has all of my Shoppers Club cards in it.
There is an app for that.
Oh, there is. Yeah.
What is it?
I don't know.
It's been out for sure it's in Canada? Probably.
Yeah. Oh, it's been out for a long time.
I think it's called Keyring. There was Keyring that was one.
Yeah, I saw that not too long ago.
I think it's been out as long as Groove Shark.
It's built into Google Wallet now, too, which is nice.
Have other companies started to dip their toe into the whole Google Glass idea?
No.
No?
Glass is kind of weird. I mean, it's still like not even like consumers like it's a very like and the thing I hate about the thing about glass is that it's never going to get mainstream because it looks ridiculous
and there's a lot of pushback.
People care, and this is what's so good about the Moto 360. People care about fashion and they care what they look like. So if you're going to wear something, it has to look good. So until they get that tech to like something that you can't see, or that's like just built into like regular glasses, like it's not going to take off.
Plus, you have the pushback where people don't want everybody they're talking to with a camera right in their face.
Well, that's the other thing. Yeah, I mean, I would consider one without a camera. I don't need a camera pointed from my face. Like that makes people uncomfortable.
Yeah. You know, it's all the other features you want.
Yeah, same thing with the watch. Like the Android smartwatches, there's no camera involved, so it's not like, you know. People want their privacy, so I think that if a mainstream Google Glass was going to take off, it would have to have no camera, be super thin, not noticeable. Because people are banning Google Glass from places. It's like, you know.
Oh yeah, casinos were first, and then it wasn't.
Yeah.
Who wears their Google Glass?
Yeah, but if you're a business, you don't. That's not something you want. In your place.
You look like a total tool with it on. So it's like. I love Google, but it's just, you know, it's not going to take off that in its current form.
So. No, not right now. It's probably something down the road.
Especially with like the watch. I feel like the watch is kind of like defeat the purpose because like really Google Glass is like good for like notifications.
Yeah.
And that's what the watches kind of do. So I don't really see the need for it's kind of pointless to me to have like a watch and, you know, Google Glass kind of thing.
Yeah, I guess it's a step forward at this point and they're just trying.
It's something. It's a neat. Yeah. Fun idea
that might lead to something else.
Maybe, yeah.
But yeah, in its current form, I don't really see it going.
Yeah, it's
going to
stay very niche for a while, I think.
Yeah.
Definitely. So, Michaela.
Yes, dear.
You've watched The Musketeers, the whole series, correct?
I haven't watched the whole series, actually. Dave was he wants to save it. I don't know what for.
What are you saving
it for? In the summertime, we farm.
Didn't it come out like 8 months ago in Canada?
Well, we've watched like the first three.
Oh, God, I'm way beyond you. Jesus Christ.
Oh, sorry.
Well, I'm not going to talk about details of the show anyway. But it's enjoyable. I think it's fun. It's campy, good fun. Not campy. Light. It's light, though. It's not like super heavy. But what's his name's in it? Why can't I remember his name? Doctor Who.
Capaldi.
Peter Capaldi is in it. He's good in it. He's a villain-ish. Villainish.
Villainish.
He's not complete, you know, it's not black and white kind of villain. But he's not good. But it's a fun swashbuckling show. Summer show, I would call it. Yeah.
Well, Dave wants to save it for the winter, so bleh.
It's not a winter show. It's definitely a summer show. It's light, airy. But I could see watching it in the winter. It's you know, fun. So
someone has to mow the lawn.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true. You guys got a lot of grass.
2.5 acres.
To mow, that
is. Oh, good Lord.
Man.
We don't watch TV much in the summer.
Yeah, you got too much outside stuff to do.
That's for sure.
Yeah, so it's fun. It's enjoyable. Definitely, we watch it pretty much every week. Not when it's on, but, you know, we don't let, like, 20 of them build up or anything. So, definitely enjoyable.
I'm glad you're liking it.
Yeah, it's fun. The Killing is back on Netflix. Picks up right where last season left off. Season 3 was really good if people didn't watch it. And, I like how this one started. There's a new murder, plus they picked up from the end of last season something traumatic.
Should
that
I? I think I stopped after season 2.
Watch season 3 is completely separate from the first 2.
Yeah, I know they started something new, but it's
definitely good. Worth it. Yeah, it's more Holder centric. Speaking of Lyndon, so when we were in LA, we went to the farmer's market to eat and hang out and stuff. And there was a little sticker store behind. This sold stickers, like scratch and sniff, all kinds of weird stuff. Cool. And we look in, and Cameron from Ferris Bueller's Day Off is in there.
Oh, nice.
With his wife, Lyndon. He's married to Lyndon, apparently.
What?
It was bizarre. We were like, what the fuck? But they were with their daughter, and she was really pregnant, so obviously it didn't bother them. But I was like, that is a weird couple. So Lyndon and Cameron are an item. So there you go. The more you know. But yeah, no, you can jump in. Season 3, it's like 10 episodes, I think.
Yeah, it's not bad. I'm keeping it on my list that I will eventually get to, but I have a lot of stuff that I really would like to watch.
I would say it's pretty strong. The secondary characters, like the stories about, one of them's really good. Holder's really good, of course.
Mm-hmm.
A little less Lyndon in that one. And season 4 is starting off. I like how it's starting off. It's, you know, because it picked right up with the, yeah, there was a conclusion, but, you know, an issue that continues on.
And this is the last.
Yeah, this is it. And there's only 6 episodes.
Season. Okay.
Yeah, so it's only going to be 6 more. And so that'll be cool.
Cool.
I have 5 more to watch, so. I only watched the first one so far, so but I liked the show anyway. I mean, I understand the issues with season 1 and 2, obviously, but I thought the acting on it was good enough to keep on going, and season 3 kind of paid off, I thought.
Cool.
Much better than season 1, obviously.
Yeah.
That's
good. I'm not going to talk much about True Blood. because I think I'm the only one watching it.
Yeah,
but
it's sitting there on the PVR waiting.
Is it?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's been good. It's the last season. It's been a pretty good season.
They're wrapping it up.
It's enjoyable. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Last year was just too weird for me. And
yeah, I wasn't crazy about last year. Yeah,
I find that every second year is super shitty. So
yeah,
like the one that Michelle Forbes was on, I just hated that.
Oh year. Yeah. This and is one of the stronger ones. Yeah. This is stronger, and it's the last one, so it's just like you might as well just finish it. It's almost over. I think there's only two more episodes left. Yeah.
We'll see.
I think Renee's watching it. Or she's catching up on it, one or the other.
My wife is watching it as well. I come in every once in a while and see a few scenes, and I think it's intriguing. I should probably actually watch the show from the beginning at some point, though, but everyone's veins are all black and showing through their skin at this point, like the Hep V or whatever they've got.
Yeah. It's always gross to me weird, when they cry.
When they cry.
Yeah, blood runs.
Yeah.
Pretty gross. It makes you very unattractive, too.
Yeah, I would say bleeding eyes. Yeah, probably do that.
Well, why don't you sit down next time and check it out, and then you can see if it's something you're interested in, because it is very, you know, weird. It's weird.
Did we lose someone? Yeah, he dropped out. He'll pick back up. So The Leftovers.
Yeah.
I'm really liking it.
I am too.
I think it's hit a groove and it.
Yeah, it's gotten into its groove.
There was a little story on it about how they reworked some things after a few episodes, and I'm guessing that was because they were focusing too much on that Wayne Tom kind of crap that's not that good. And they've they found the characters that were good and kind of focused on them.
Yeah. They kind of got rid of stop doing that. So yeah, I think it's definitely found its groove. I've been quite enjoying it. It's kind of like, I don't know, the whole situation is kind of fucked up.
Yeah, I mean, I've since the Matt episode, Christopher Eccleston episode, it's been, I thought, pretty strong.
Yeah.
The Nora episode was really good.
Yeah, I love when they focus on like one character.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's great. Like it's very Lost too.
Yeah, where you get at least, it's kind of like you get like flashbacks without them being, they're not flashbacks though, but you get to see aspects of the character without the story as a whole almost.
Mm-hmm.
I really like it, and it got picked up for a second season.
Oh, good.
Which I think is fine because I don't like since it's not about any kind of like it doesn't matter where the people went.
No, right. They kind of made that clear to begin with, and it's like they can go on for a long time without.
Yeah, because it's just about how everybody's dealing. So I think they'll be fine going forward. So
and they haven't teased, like, no one's been like, oh, I think I know what might have happened. Like, there's none of that, which is probably for the best.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, so
yeah, they haven't hinted at it or anything like that. It's just been.
How could they, if you think about it, unless it's like, you know, if it was done by someone, which I don't think it was, you know, how would anyone know?
Yeah. But I think they've done a really good job with not really focusing on that part and figuring out who the good people on the show to follow are.
Right.
Like Kevin, really strong. Uh-huh. Nora, obviously, once they figured out that she was worth following around. Matt, really good, obviously. We don't get a ton of him, though, but I think we'll get more of him.
Mm-hmm.
And even the teens, the daughter and the friend.
Yeah, I do like them, too. Yeah.
They've kind of figured, in the beginning it was a little much with the party and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But they've kind of gotten them to a place where they're good to watch. It's the Tom and Wayne stuff, though. It's not terrible. That's really the only thing lacking for me.
Yeah, I hope that kind of finishes up soon. It seems like it might be.
Yeah, I'm hoping that's a storyline that gets wrapped up this year, and then we can move on from that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because there's only a few episodes left. So.
Yeah, I don't really like Wayne very much, so.
Yeah, I don't find him interesting. I don't like what he does.
Well, he's a scumbag.
Yeah, he's just a huckster.
Yeah. You know. I do like that they're starting to kind of figure that out and they're not really happy with it. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that part of it.
Yeah.
And the GR, I hate them. I hate them all.
Yeah.
They're the worst. But man, that, how about the opening to that episode with what's her name? Oh my god.
Woo. The stoning?
Yeah, that was hardcore, man. That was, Jesus Christ.
That was probably some of the most gratuitous TV I've seen.
Yeah, and it was like intense. Like,
yeah.
I mean, there's violence on obviously Game of Thrones and stuff. Yeah, but it's not quite this like was that.
Yeah.
I mean, this was like devastating violence.
And it's like, I don't know how they got some of those shots because you saw it like impact.
Yeah. Yep.
And it looked like it really hurt.
Yeah. Oh.
It looked intense. Yeah.
That was pretty crazy. That was pretty good.
Yeah, it was definitely meant to disturb you a little bit.
Definitely kicked that episode off in a way.
Yeah.
But I think Kevin's definitely banging Amy.
Yeah.
When the lights go out in his head. I think he's definitely getting a
piece. Oh, yeah, definitely.
I think she definitely bit his hand during some hardcore stuff.
Oh, you think that's what happened?
Yeah.
Some weird stuff going on there.
Yeah, there is, definitely. But, oh, man. So, Leftovers is good. Yeah.
Okay.
Was the Jay and Jack panel at the San Diego Comic-Con, were they talking a lot about the show?
No, it was pretty much all Lost.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah, I think Ralph brought it up once or twice. Brought some random stuff up. But pretty much everybody was straight up about Lost. It was it was all, like, new people who came to watch them and stuff. It was weird. Yeah. Really heavily Lost focused. But that at that point too, there was only like four episodes of The Leftovers, so.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It kind of hit its stride after like the Matt episode, which was what, three episodes.
Would you recommend me going back and catching up on it?
Yeah, I mean it's only going to be 10 episodes, so.
Yeah, I would say yeah. I think it's worth it.
Yeah, awesome. I mean we just finished the 7th. I think. Yeah, unless they do something really fucking stupid at the end, it. Mm-hmm. I don't
Yeah.
You know, I don't see. And I don't think they could because it's about the people.
Yeah, it's not promising anything.
Like if Wayne turns out to be a fraud, it really doesn't matter. It's still part of the story, you know. Or if he turns out to be, you know, quasi something.
Yeah, either way it wouldn't really change
much. Yeah, it doesn't really affect it because it's more about the people than the events themselves. So
right.
I think that's the important part about it. Lesson learned from Lost, Damon.
Yep.
Doctor Who?
Who?
So,
Andrew, do you watch Doctor Who?
I've been getting the hard sell on picking up on the new. Evidently, there's a new series starting.
New series starting. You can just jump in when there's a new series with a new doctor. Yeah, you can pretty new much doctor. Jump in.
Yeah, just do it.
Yeah, you don't have to.
I have zero previous knowledge, so
yeah, it shouldn't matter with a new like series kind of thing.
I started with Matt Smith.
I started with Eccleston, but I mean, I started after Matt Smith was already on. So
I started with Tennant, worked my way through, and then went back.
Ah,
can you give a noob just a basic premise, like why there are different doctors and what they actually mean?
It's the same. Doctor, he just regenerates a body.
Oh, okay.
So it looks different and different personality and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, different personalities too.
So essentially, once they change, they start a whole new story. So I'm sure it'll be some carryover, but not anything significant.
But has the show been going continuously since whenever was the 60s or 70s?
It took a break, from like the mid 80s for a while or something? Or was it the 90s, something like that? And then came back. What was it 05?
05. Yeah. I mean, it was kind of like a reboot, but they also kind of continued the line. Whereas the old doctors were the actual old doctors. So you know, that's why.
Yeah, it continued on. It's not like they erased the history and started over. They just picked up with a new doctor. Because each time there's a new doctor, it's really new anyway. So.
Yeah. And he's either the 13th or the 14th Doctor.
Yeah, it's kind of messy now. So yeah, things have gotten a little messy.
Tricky, but yeah.
Yeah, we don't have to worry about that anymore.
I mean, for the most part, the episodes are very like self-contained.
Yeah.
too. So it's a very like kind of week to week adventure kind of thing. So,
well, there is generally a monster of the week, but there's also generally an overarching story.
Yeah, there is. Like, yeah.
Well, not every. Yeah, no, there is. Yeah, Bad Wolf and.
Yeah, most of them there's an over. Yeah, overarching for the season.
Yeah, there is, but nothing would cross over. Like, so this would be completely new. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not crossing over between doctors.
Doctors.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'll set the DVR to start taping Doctor Who. Looks like it's back on August 28th.
August 28th.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it looks like they're going to stick with the theme of playing it everywhere on the same day, which is
that's really, really great. Awesome. Yeah, yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. I'm very excited.
The 11th hour.
It looks very dark from the trailers.
Yeah, it looks good. It looks good.
And I've done some reading, and it sounds like Peter Capaldi's kind of just taking the reins.
Yep.
Like, he chose his costume. So I don't know if that's just Moffat saying it so he can blame someone else.
I don't know. Well, or... I mean, he has... I mean, it's not like he's unknown, so he has a little more sway, I guess, than somebody coming in unknown would. Or, you know, lesser known. So, yeah, something like that.
Andrew, if you've never seen Torchwood Children of Earth, I strongly suggest it. It is phenomenal.
Oh, that is phenomenal. If you've never seen Torchwood Miracle Day, you are lucky.
Don't watch that.
You know what? I saw somebody say online the other day that they loved Miracle Day, and I was like...
The world is a large vagina.
I'm like, what in the fucking world is wrong with you? You liked Miracle Day. What the hell happened to you? That might be one of the worst TV shows ever made, Torchwood Miracle Day.
I think so. And so disappointing because Children of Earth and the rest of Torchwood for the most part was so good.
Children of Earth was so goddamn good, and then they went to Miracle Day. It was like, did you guys, like, all have aneurysms on the way to work?
The writers all fell on their
heads. Yeah, like, what happened?
Very, very good.
Oh, wait, so we made a mistake. It's actually August 23rd, not
23rd. Okay, I thought it was a little sooner than that. Yeah, it's next week. Yeah.
Yeah.
Typo.
Which is Saturday. Saturday.
Clara is back.
Yes.
Nothing wrong with that.
So I'm excited to see it. I'm not so excited about Clara.
Oh, whatever.
She's been such a disappointment, honestly.
Yeah.
Well, they haven't really used her well, I gotta say.
I think maybe she'll work better with this doctor. We'll have to see.
The impossible girl.
I hated the... You know what I didn't like? I didn't like, their little flirty...
Yeah. And we're definitely getting away from that. Yeah, we're
just definitely over. Peter Capaldi's having none of that.
Yeah, that's the awesome part. I like that. That's going to be something different.
Yeah, so...
And I also read that they were hiring a young man as well.
Apparently it's a teacher at the school she works at.
Oh, yeah, it's like her.
Yeah, I think we talked about
that. So I don't know if it'll be, we had talked about it a while back, but I don't know if it'll be a love interest or if it'll just be kind of somebody who gets roped into the story as well.
I think it ends up being her boyfriend.
I would assume it would
be. Oh, see, that sucks because then, I mean, she's probably going to stay around. If he makes her more interesting, great.
But... Not necessarily. I mean,
no, she still is going to go on things, but, and then the doctor drops her back off, like, right after she left.
Yeah.
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 But no, but I meant, like, I was thinking if they were getting another companion, maybe she was going to opt out and just stay home kind of thing. But if it's someone she's connected to, then it's probably unlikely.
Well, maybe they're ending...
Kind of like Mickey and Rose, right?
Yeah, maybe they're ending her story.
Yeah. I think they're just giving her an... Like, I think
or giving her a story.
Giving her a way to get out of it eventually.
Yeah. Because I wouldn't mind seeing him... You know, doing his own thing, kind of pick. And I wonder how long Capaldi will do it for.
I wouldn't mind seeing him with Donna because she would kick his ass. He'd be like, all up in stiffen lip and tea and dark suits. And she'd be like, what the bloody hell is that?
Because I don't see him doing it for, like, more than 2 years.
Yeah, we'll see.
I really like it.
Regular paychecks and all.
Yeah, but I mean, he it's not like he's, you know, short on work.
That's true.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it is money. And it is, he is a huge Who fan, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of crazy, the story. Like, he, like, wrote in.
Yeah, when he was, like a kid, yeah.
Yeah, so it's really kind of amazing that he's now.
Now he is the doctor. That is pretty cool.
Yeah. Awesome.
Renee is
they say never meet your heroes, so.
Yeah. Renee is disappointed because no more Matt Smith. And Peter Capaldi is not dreamy.
I didn't find Matt Smith all that dreamy, honestly. I'm sorry, Renee.
Oh, he's very weird looking, yeah.
Yeah, his face is like Play-Doh. And, I mean, they did put him next to an Easter Island statue, and it did look the same.
But I'm not saying. I mean, I don't. The Doctor's not supposed to be, you know, a dreamy guy, and I'm really glad that, because I thought for sure they were going to go young again, and yeah. I'm so glad that they didn't, and
yeah,
it didn't
turn into one of those shows.
Like, I hate those shows where like a whole bunch of girls just watch because that the, you know, lead actor's hot. You know,
yeah, Renee.
Yeah, but you know what? If that's what draws revenue to the show and they keep making the show, then I'm fine with it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Because well, I love the adventure. I don't really love the relationship-y shit generally, so.
Yeah, yeah, as long as it's good.
I'm not into the romance. Give me adventure.
As long as it's good and we don't see his wife anymore.
His wife.
River.
Oh, yeah. Poor River.
Because, you know, they just played that out to the end over and over again.
Yes, they did.
And nobody ask Doctor Who this season, please?
No.
That's my request. Nobody say
that.
Oh,
yeah. That was a bit much, yeah.
Yeah, it got a little bit much there. Yeah. It was like three seasons.
Okay, now we're
trying
to convince Andrew to watch it.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
Watch Doctor Who. Do you really shoot
things? No, it is really good.
It is. It's, you know, it's a good, really fun family show, I gotta say.
There's 800 episodes.
Yeah, well, no, you're not gonna watch
don't
them
start
all.
At the very
yeah, don't start at the old ones. Yeah.
No, I mean, you can, I guess, if you want, but, I mean, the robots and stuff are kind of goofy. And
yeah.
What's a good source if they're not on my on-demand?
All something? The modern ones are on Netflix/Amazon, I believe.
Okay, cool.
All of the modern ones.
What about Torchwood?
Torchwood should also be on those.
I think that's on there too.
Yeah. Yeah, like the first season of Torchwood is very different from the second. Like yeah. First and second seasons are kind of campy, sexy adult Doctor Who.
Ooh.
And then and kind of rapey at times. But ooh. season three is Children of Earth, which is just, it's only what, 4 episodes or something, Michaela?
Yeah, it's not many.
It's a few, it's 3 or 4 but it's yeah. freaking great, and it's super really different is. Than the first two seasons.
Do you need the context of the first two seasons?
I kind of
feel like you need to know Jack.
The relationships. Yeah, you kind of get the relationships. But you know what? You don't even have to watch every episode of the first two. As long as you get the feeling of the characters, you know, that's all yeah. you really need.
You have to know Gwen, and you have to know Jack. Yeah. Well, all of them, really.
Yeah. Yeah. They
are. Yondo!
Well, Owen and what's her name aren't in Children of Earth, right? So, you know. Oh, the fucking Cyberwoman. Oh, I don't even want to get into that.
Cyberwoman. Yeah, what should those, take... episodes, those episodes were not great, but you know, at least they were leading up to something.
Yeah.
So, what should take precedence? Torchwood, Doctor Who, or Game of Thrones?
Oh.
I would say that's tough because you really should watch Children of Earth.
Really, I would say Doctor Who over Torchwood. I mean,
yeah, oh, yeah, I would say Doctor Who over Torchwood.
Torchwood spins off of that, so it's kind of
Yeah.
But I mean, Game of Thrones opens a whole new.
That's a whole different genre. It's so much. It's high quality.
Both Game of Thrones and Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Right, so everybody out right. there, should we put up a poll in the group and Michael will dance around it again? Or
sure.
No. Okay. Can we still do that? Can you still put up a poll in a group? I don't know.
Can you do it mobily? I don't know.
No, I don't.
Probably not mobily, but I don't know.
I can do it online at some
point.
Well,
you guys tell us in the group. I'll put a thing up when my internet's back.
I'm guessing most people are going to say, what was it again?
Game of Thrones.
I couldn't remember the name of the show.
Children of Earth. Children of Earth or Doctor Who. What should Andrew start?
Yeah, because I think you can pretty much jump into Children of Earth.
No, do you really need to know? You really need to understand. I feel like the love that those people.
Yeah, yeah, I guess so. I don't know
for each other.
It's been so long since I watched it, but yeah.
Yeah, in order to feel the intensity of it, I think you need to.
Yeah, I feel like Miracle Day erased everything I remembered.
Yeah,
from the show,
I know,
so.
But maybe you should rewatch Children of Earth, Mike. Maybe it would renew your faith.
I don't do a lot of rewatching because there's so much new stuff out there. So,
I know, I'm like that.
Yeah.
We were talking about that, you know, about how you don't necessarily. I don't remember the past very well,
Yeah.
Because I don't live there.
Nobody does, really.
No, I don't know. Some people do. Some people spend a lot of time there.
Yeah. No, they think they recall it, but they don't really.
Yeah. But they remember details. Like, oh, do you remember the, like, a lot of people come, oh, do you remember so-and-so? So I've, like, lost people. Like, they're gone from my brain.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, me too.
Because I just really, like, oh, do you remember so-and-so from high school? No, because I really don't ever think about high school. I don't go there.
Yeah, that's true. If you're not recalling it ever, there's no reason to remember it.
So I don't have a bad memory. I just don't think about anybody else but myself.
Me either.
Oh, wait. No, that was wrong.
We had spoken about Happy Valley a few weeks ago. Remember, it was Trenton a few episodes ago, not weeks. So maybe 2 months ago. And it was like the biggest trending thing on Twitter or something. Well, it is coming to Netflix now. So it'll be on there August 20th. It's a British crime drama. The only show I'm rewatching is X-Files, and I will be on Intro to X this week.
Awesome.
So,
since we're talking about podcasts, we're going to be on. I'm going to be on an Earwash podcast tomorrow.
Unless you bum off.
Screw you. you broke up with us last time.
I had stuff to do.
Mars. What do you think about that marshmallow? What do you think? Rob?
Well, oh, so, yeah. What do I think about
my little marshmallow? What do you think about Veronica Mars? You know, I love it. Little strange reunion of sorts.
Are you talking about the dick thing?
The dick thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
The That's what? Kind of
exciting, don't you?
Yeah,
think?
That is kind of cool, actually. So it's going to be a web series that follows the character Dick Casablancas from Veronica Mars, and it's kind of like, from what I understand, it's kind of like skewed versions of the characters. So
yeah,
like
it's called You Don't Know Dick.
Yeah, right. Is that what it is?
Yes.
I thought it was something else.
Well, I think it's You Don't Know Dick.
That's good.
Oh, my internet's down.
But like, so like Kristen Bell is going to appear on it. Actually, so I don't, maybe it's different in Canada, but here it says Play It Again, Dick is the.
Oh, Play It Again, Dick. Oh, that's sorry, it. You don't know Dick. Maybe that's just me. It's been a long time. You don't know Dick.
So a lot of the original cast is going to appear, but I think it's like kind of like how Dick remembers them. So like they're going to kind of act skewed to like his favor, I guess. So it's so interesting. Amazing, isn't it? It's probably going to be pretty funny. Yeah. But a lot of the original cast is going to be in it. I think some people are playing other people. Like it's going to be pretty weird, kind of like Bizarro Veronica Mars, but.
If you read the IMDb, it'll say, like, Kristen Bell as Veronica Mars slash Kristen Bell for all the characters except for a couple of them. So
So some people play the characters, some people play themselves. Like it's,
which I guess that means they don't appear in Dick's show.
Yeah.
So, imagination slash show.
Yeah, it's kind of like, it's definitely an interesting concept. I'm looking forward to it, though.
What do you think of them bringing back Duncan McCain and having a different actor play him?
Yeah, it's fine. Because it's like just kind of like in someone's head, really. So,
but is like it just because I heard it was because there was like he didn't get on with
oh, I don't know. It might be. But what are you going to do? That's how do you not get along with these people? Like,
Well, he can't act. So there's that. Maybe said, hey, dude, you can't act. Get off our show.
Yeah.
I don't know how these things happen.
Hey, dude, you can't act. Get off our show.
But yeah, I was really excited to see that news. So yippee! No
is there any news on where it's airing? Like online? Is it going to be on streaming services or like?
I'm not sure.
I should have probably had more information. I know.
Yeah,
but
I don't know if they said, but that's okay. It's still so pretty fun.
So yay!
It's like just in time for you because you just caught up and watched the movie and everything. So this is
must be
very happy news.
It is, yeah. It's like, you know, you just stop watching it, and yay, there's more.
Yeah. It's the closest we're going to get for now, I think, to an actual more Veronica Mars.
And the longer these people play these characters and stay together, the more likelihood of there being more of it.
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
So that makes me happy. And the staff, or the photo of them all together is so cute. So, yay. And no Mac, that kind of made me sad.
Oh yeah.
Aww. I wonder why that is.
I mean, she kind of had a pretty good career post Veronica Mars, so She probably, you know, people are busy. I think it's kind of amazing they got as many as they did. But
yeah.
Oh, so this is going to be on.
Yeah, I'm just reading it too.
CW Seed.
What?
Which I don't know what that is.
Maybe that means that I won't get even get to see it. So there you go.
Aww.
No dick for me.
No dick in your region.
No dick in my region. So sad. Okay, there you go. Anyway, so yeah, Veronica Mars, yay. What else have we got?
I just finished season 2 of Arrow, so now caught up. Mm-hmm. And it's such a damn good show. Like, it really, really is so good. If anyone hasn't, I mean, I very highly recommend the show. It's, I mean, there's a lot of episodes. It's one of those like 23 per season kind of things. Mm-hmm. But you know, they're just, it's really good and really enjoyable. And of course, you know, they have the Flash spinoff coming from that, and here there'll be crossovers between that. So I think DC really nails it in the television.
Yeah, they're definitely doing well there. Yeah,
although I think it's still a huge mistake that they're not associating their TV properties with the movies at all.
Why wouldn't kind of they? That makes no sense.
I know. I mean, it's weird because like they're gonna have like, you know, when they come out with
there'll be a Justice League movie.
The Justice League, yeah, and they're gonna have Flash in that, I assume. But there's a different Flash on television. Wow. I don't know why they wouldn't. I think that would have been a huge, like, that would have been great. I mean, that would have been crazy if they did that. And they had, like, a TV series where then they have, you know, these big movies. Like, I think that would be a really, really interesting and unique thing. And they kind of would have kind of one-upped Marvel in a way in certain areas.
And this seems like a cross-platform no-brainer right there.
Yeah. But I don't know. There's
must be knows? Rights or something.
Maybe, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It's different studios and stuff involved, yeah, but still, yeah, like they should have made it happen somehow. I think everyone kind of was thinking it might, and that it would. Everyone's kind of expecting that. It's like you have a Green Arrow, you have a Flash now.
Really.
Yeah.
They aren't smart enough to get their shit together, really.
Yeah. Although they haven't cast, you know, they haven't cast a Flash or a Green Arrow yet. So, I mean, they have already said it won't be these people, but.
Stephen Amell is amazing. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's going to be hard to imagine anyone else.
Yeah, I think he would be fine in a movie version.
Oh, I just meant his body. I'm sorry.
Wow, yeah. He does have fantastic abs.
I admit, those abs are something else, but.
I don't watch the show. I just watch his Instagram.
Yeah.
See, Rob, you can appreciate the fact that I'm a fangirl and I don't watch his show. So there you go. I'm not just watching because he's awesome. Yeah. I'm just not watching. I just look at his body and go, ah, nice. Okay, maybe not that. So there you go. Sorry.
So yeah, no, I mean, anyway, if you haven't watched Arrow, I really recommend it. It's a really, really good show.
You keep telling us to watch it. And then Michael will say, but it's 22
minutes. I'm not going to say that this time because I always say that. But that is the only reason I don't catch up on it. That's it. That's it. Otherwise, I enjoyed it. I thought it was very good.
Okay.
It intrigued me. And those abs. Oh, my God, those abs.
They're nice.
You can do that, like, what do they call that? Fish ladder thing? Oh, or salmon ladder. Yeah. That's amazing. Did you see that girl who did the first that ninja competition? In
yes.
Vegas? And she kicked ass. She was amazing.
That was amazing. Yeah, she's the first.
I heard about that. I didn't see her, though.
First female. There's like 8 million views on YouTube of it.
Wow. Holy
of her qualifying run. It was amazing. Like, I don't, like, her agility, her, like, stamina is just off the charts. It's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, at one point, she was too short to even do the thing. She just flung herself, caught the thing. I was like, what the hell, man?
Yeah.
I do not want to piss that girl off.
Right. Very cool.
But I would like to be as strong as her. That would be amazing.
Yeah.
So
I would like to be as strong as her.
That's what Chris Pratt. Chris Pratt, right? Chris I have a Pratt. Friend, Chris Pratt, so that's really weird for me, was saying that when you're really strong and physically fit, all you want to do is jump on stuff, then hang from
things.
I can totally understand, because I've been like tubby, and then I've been, you know, in really good shape in my life. And so I can totally relate to how you just want to run on stuff and jump on things. You can.
Brooklyn I wish 99. I knew what that was like.
Well, one day. When you're chasing a toddler around, you'll get nice and strong.
Oh, yeah, yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Brooklyn 99. Andrew.
I'm watching that. The season 2 starting back up September 28th. My wife and I are big fans. Someone else mentioned in their feedback that they were watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Who was that?
Kelly Jo is a huge fan of Brooklyn Nine-Nine. And David,
I believe Illyrio mentioned it.
And it's awesome. It's really good. Illyrio also watches it. Yeah, really good show. Funny.
I watched it when it came on, and I enjoyed it. And I kind of like fell off of it. But I'm starting to watch it now because it is really, really good.
Yeah, it actually gets better, I think, as the season goes on.
Yeah, they definitely get their feet beneath them a little bit after, you know, 10 episodes or so.
Mm. Yeah, and you, Andrew, you're a fan of the girl who does the podcast, or the girl who plays the secretary.
Yeah, the Gina. The actress's name is Chelsea Peretti, and she does a podcast called Call Chelsea Peretti, which is pretty funny. It's just her, and you know, she posts on Twitter, hey, this is the phone number, give us a call, and then her fans call, and she either, you know, chit-chats with them for a little bit, but basically she just rips into them and makes fun of her fans, and it's quite hilarious, and I really enjoy the comedy stylings of Chelsea Peretti. That's the reason I started watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine, was because I liked her podcast so much. I saw that she was on it. I used to claim that I did not like Andy Samberg, but now that I'm watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine, I've actually started liking him a lot. I went back and watched his, I'm forgetting what it's called right now, his kind of like Super Dave spoof movie where he was a stunt bike. Hot Rod, I think it was called, maybe. And I've gone back and watched some of his old movies, and I used to not like Andy Samberg, but, because of Brooklyn Nine-Nine, I'm starting to like them a lot more. But, you know, they cleaned the house at the Golden Globes. They were definitely the new hot girl on campus.
Nice.
And collected all pretty much basically every, like, new, best new comedy, best new comedic actor, and best supporting cast and all that. So
they're a really good ensemble cast. Yeah,
it's really great. Awesome. I love the captain. He might be my favorite character in the whole shebang. But I recommend Brooklyn Nine-Nine. It's a good comedy show. See, you have all these sci-fi and dramatic shows listed here, and my wife and I were definitely comedy fans. I haven't actually haven't been dedicated to a drama show, I don't think, probably since Lost.
I don't know if you consider that drama. Maybe really sci-fi. Good one. Yeah, but they don't even know.
yeah. But yeah, we're big Parks and Recreation fans, and Brooklyn Nine-Nine. We're big 30 Rock fans, but it seems like a lot of those shows last, you know, 5-6 years, and then they end. So
we're making our way through Parks and Rec slowly.
Yeah.
Yeah. We stopped it to watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine, actually.
Yeah. Well, they're both good. They both have my recommendation.
So you read?
I go through phases.
And you read 2 books.
And basically all I read are memoirs and biographies of comics and comedians. I've recently read The Todd Glass Situation, and Todd Glass is a stand-up comedian from Philadelphia. Now living in Los Angeles, but he's in his 40s now, but he just came out this past year, came out of the closet on the Marc Maron podcast, and The Todd Glass Situation is him describing his just how he's had to adapt to living his whole life in the closet, and why it took him so long to come out, and you know how he thought that it would ruin his life if he did come out of the closet and all that. But it's a great, very touching book. It delves deep into the psyche of someone who is having to live a lie their whole life, but it comes at it from a completely hilarious angle because, you know, he is a really good stand-up comedian. And I do enjoy the Todd Glass Show. He does a podcast where so the Todd Glass Situation is a great book. I recommend that highly. And also I read I Can Barely Take Care of Myself, which is a sort of memoir of stories by stand-up comedian Jen Kirkman, who in her 40s, she's just turning 40, but in like her late 30s, she was married and then got divorced and everything. But it's basically her whole life story of people asking her why she isn't having children, or when are you going to have kids? When are your kids coming along? Your husband, you're married. Why aren't you having babies? It's your time. Let's go have babies. So it's basically through that prism of not having children, and you know, just a collection of really funny stories that she's written and her life experiences.
My book that would be called Ways in Which I've Watched You Screw Up Your Children.
Yeah,
there you go. My version of that book.
She brings up that point a lot. Like, she just watched her friends give their children complexes of different varieties. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting. Yeah. People feel like they have the right to ask you questions like that in your life, and so I would always turn around and say, "What color underpants are you wearing?"
Oh, that's a good one.
Excuse me. That's personal. I'd say it is, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very.
You want to know about my uterus? That's personal too. But I'm crude and, you know, very forward that way. So
no, really, why didn't you have children?
Well,
I'm just kidding.
What color underpants are you wearing?
I actually just bought a new pack of underwear.
It's very exciting.
Yeah.
Okay, do we have any more feedback, Michael David?
No, I played it all.
You did? Okay. So you know
unless
what that
you'd
means,
like to hear
you?
The banjos again and have me play Jamie's again.
I enjoyed that. I wouldn't mind hearing that again.
I'm sure he's going to love that.
You know what time it is, don't you, Michael David?
No, what time is it?
We haven't done this in a long time. I'm so excited.
It's 11 o'clock. I know that.
It is time, and we'll make it quick because I know you're old. For Andrew, are you ready? It's time for Michaela's Got Questions for Andrew.
Uh-oh.
Okay. All right. We haven't done this in a really long time because all of our friends, we've already asked the questions to a million times. I mean, they were fine answers for most of them, except for the Star Trek Star Wars one. But
Star Trek
anyway,
sucks.
Let's go. Let's see what Andrew's got for us today. Andrew, which superhero would you be?
Would I be? Mm-hmm. Well, I have to answer that my favorite superhero is Batman, just because he's the only one who doesn't have any sort of like dumb superpowers. He's just a normal guy who just happens to be a ninja and a detective. So if I had a choice, I'd probably be Batman.
Okay. And he has a cool suit, and he has a fast car.
And I like him with the smaller ears. I kind of like the new design of the Batman with the smaller, tighter cowl and the smaller ears.
Yes. Okay. What is your favorite TV show, current and of all time?
Oh, all time, probably Dr. Katz, Professional Therapist. If anyone remembers that show.
I think I've seen that, yeah. It's animated.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Squiggle Vision on Comedy Central back in the 90s, early 90s. I really like that show. It's basically just stand-up comedians doing their material, and a sort of neurotic, the worst therapist that you've ever seen in your life giving horrible advice to them and causing the neuroses that are causing them to go into their material for, and they're just, animate stand-up comedians doing their bits and stuff. So I love that show. Current would probably be Brooklyn Nine-Nine right now, and Parks and Rec. I've been watching a lot of Bob's Burgers too recently.
I hear very funny things about Bob's Burgers. I hear it's very funny, but I found it to be very dark.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. An underlying theory, yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you believe in alien life?
Well, mathematically, it'd be silly to think that it's impossible that something, some like cyanobacteria of, you know, exists, some single cell organism in that form, probably somewhere. There has to be, just mathematically, there has to be another planet close enough to a sun in order to produce similar, you know, similar environment to what we have. So, I mean, it could be a totally different, but something has to exist. I don't know if there's intelligent life. I don't know if we have or
there's not much here on Earth intelligent life. So there you go. Find it out there, really. Well, that sounds like you've given that a lot of thought.
I don't know. My wife claims that she's seen UFOs, and she has very detailed stories about that sort of thing. But so we've talked about it a lot, and you know, I don't know if I believe in the grays or the green little green Martians and all that sort of thing. But mathematically, there has to be something somewhere.
You kind of hope, really, that there's somebody else out there, not just us.
I really like the Alien and Aliens movies.
Let's hope that's not.
I hope that's, yeah, gosh.
The xenomorphs will come get you.
No. Didn't they say something about dust that fell to Earth could have been from aliens something the other day? I was like, what the hell? So they're going to get into our eyeballs, and that's what all that dust is in your eyes. It's alien life.
Of course.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I guess. They're taking over the internet through your Google glasses. Do you play an instrument?
Yes.
What do you play?
I play horns, the trumpet, and brass of varying types, baritone, flugelhorn, all those basically that have the same fingerings, just in different octaves. I play guitar and bass and drums. I play a little piano.
This isn't all just on the Xbox, right?
No.
Wow.
I was raised in sort of a musical household, and my main hobby in college was we had a little record label out in my garage, and we would just – I had a CD burner, so we had like five or six friends who, through different combinations, formed, you know, 20 different bands depending on, okay, you play bass in this band, I play guitar in this band, you play drums, and then just by which variation the people switched around in, that would be a different band depending on who wrote the songs or whatever. So it's basically the same six people but had like 20 different bands. And we put out a bunch of little – we would just burn CDRs of all these different songs and stuff we wrote.
So that was the main genre of music is that?
Oh, I always claim it's like garage rock, like nice. With a 60s garage rock influence or something.
Is there someone where people can hear it?
Oh, yeah. My band is called Red Queen Hypothesis, and our entire catalog is uploaded to musicalfamilytree.com. That's musicalfamilytree.com, all one word.
Cool.
/band/red_queen_hypothesis.
Put that in the group for us, would you?
Yeah, I can totally do that.
Thank you.
Cool. Love the band name.
Yeah. Do you know what the Red Queen Hypothesis is?
Nope. Just sounds cool.
It's from L.M. Van Valen is a professor of biology at the University of Chicago who came up with this theory, which he derived from Lewis Carroll's Alice in Wonderland. But the Red Queen Hypothesis, when this might have actually been from Through the Looking Glass, not Alice in Wonderland. But when people were in the garden playing croquet with the queen would be standing in the same place, but everyone else would have to be running at all times in order to just keep up with the queen. But she wasn't moving. She was always just standing in the same place, but everyone would have to keep running and running and running just to keep up with her. And this is applied to the, you know, a field of biology in that two species of animals will continually evolve against each other And in doing so, neither is gaining any ground on the other. And Lee Van Valen explained it through turtles and crocodiles. Whereas as a turtle's shell would get thicker and thicker and thicker, a crocodile's bite would get stronger and stronger and stronger. Mm-hmm. So therefore, neither of them were actually gaining any experience against the other. Right. But they still have to continually evolve just to stay into the same place. And that was called the Red Queen Hypothesis.
Very interesting.
I learned about that in my biology class in college, so I thought that sounded cool. And that's I would get all of our song titles and everything basically from my geology and biology notes and astronomy classes and stuff. So,
right on. Too smart for me, man. No.
Oh, no. It's
go ahead.
No, I'm just saying it's nothing I remember these days, but like it's just all song fodder and cool words. And I would just take all this stuff for song lyrics and stuff like that.
Well, good for you.
I paid for a college education just to come up with cool words for songs.
Well, whatever works.
Yeah.
I'm glad I asked the instrument question. Wow. if you could be famous, would you, and what for?
I doubt that I would want to be famous. All I ever wanted to be was comfortable and lead a simple life. I don't think I'd ever want to be famous.
But what if your band took off and you were like touring and no?
I'm such a homebody. I would hate to go on tour. I've gone on tours before and I don't like sleeping in other people's houses or on people's floors, which is basically what you have to do when you're starting out going on tour. It's no fun.
Mm-hmm. Sleeping in a van.
Yeah, sleeping in a van and crappy hotels or whatever, if you can afford the crappy hotel. Otherwise, you're sleeping on someone's floor in their basement or whatever.
If you're lucky. Go ahead.
No, sorry, go ahead.
The next question is, and this is a fairly easy one for most people, or a hard one for me because I have a lot of them. What is your favorite adult beverage?
Well, I'm actually not much of a drinker. Before my wife got pregnant, we were more of the smoking variety.
Okay.
Which I can hear
but
you.
But you're being a supportive gentleman to your wife.
Yes, I am also going through, she decided to quit, which is good for the baby. And so I decided to support her in that venture, also not do it. But when I do have a beverage, it's usually just beer. And when I know Michael and Dale always post things about milk stouts and all these crazy dark beers, and but I like as light as you can go, and basically pilsners or lagers, or I do like a good expensive tequila actually.
Yes, Don Julio. Thank you very much.
Yes.
What is the one thing you would do if you knew there were no consequences? We won't tell anybody.
Gosh.
Don't ask Siri where to bury the body.
If there are no consequences, well, would there be no consequences to quitting my current job? Because I would love to do that. And
oh, there you go.
Have someone take care of the baby we're about to have so I could just partake in what we used to do.
Okay, and the last question is, what is your favorite swear word?
Favorite swear word? Wow. Where do you come up with these questions?
Well, somebody created an app that they stole from my segment called the Chatterbox, and I stole some of them from them. But this one is mine.
That was James Lipton's.
This one's James Lipton.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
As an homage to James Lipton, this question is always the last one.
I don't know if it's really a swear word, but I always used to like to say balls when something was bad, you know, just as an exclamation. Balls.
That is very, not Captain America. Dr. Horrible of you. Have you seen Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog?
Oh, is that the Doogie Howser thing?
No, yeah, Harris, yeah.
Yeah, I've totally, gosh, people don't even know who Doogie Howser is anymore, do they?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Okay. But, yeah, I think I've seen a little bit. Is it just a movie or it's a series?
It's a 40-minute. Right? It's just a 40-minute movie.
It was a web series originally.
It was a series. Okay, yeah. No, I've definitely seen like bits and pieces of it, but I haven't actually sat down and watched the whole thing. I should totally do that. Gosh,
at one point he walks away and he goes, "Balls!"
Balls!
Which I love to do on a regular basis throughout the song, even when not appropriate. I'm
nice.
Not worried about that.
No, I think that's probably a pretty good answer for me. Balls.
Balls. Well, very nice. Thank you very much for answering. Michaela's got questions.
Oh, not a problem. Thanks for asking.
Okay, gentlemen. Michael?
Yes.
That felt like a good, hearty episode.
That was.
Meaty.
Meaty.
210.
Not too bad.
Not shabby,
longest
actually.
Ever?
No, God, no. Freaking insane.
Okay, thank you for joining us, Andrew. Can you please tell everyone where they can find you?
You can find me on the Twitters. I am at IndyAndroid, IndyAndroid. And, my band is Red Coin Hypothesis, if you'd like to look at that. I do a podcast called Earwash Show, and we just basically talk about other podcasts that we like to listen to. We're not getting too deep into, how to podcast or how to record. It's just we talk about shows that we like to listen to.
And it's a fun show.
Oh, well, thank you so much for listening. That's very awesome that you
maybe you could be on someday, Michaela.
Yeah.
I'm like, going to be on it tomorrow.
Yeah, what are you doing tomorrow?
We'll see.
Tomorrow.
We'll see.
Hey, I'm not you.
And, I also run another show called the Skyrim Addict Podcast Roundtable. That's part of Michael's Skyrim Addict family of shows.
I would call it an
empire. He doesn't like to talk about that.
I'd call it an empire.
It is.
Not only do you have one podcast, you have an empire of
an
Skyrim
empire.
Podcasts?
There's actually three podcasts on the feed.
There are in one feed about Skyrim. Yeah. There are three different Skyrim podcasts.
It's an empire, yes.
I think you're being kind of greedy, actually, Michael.
I am. I'm very greedy. It's all about the Benjamins. Now
look. That's where you can find me. That's the stuff, basically.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on your baby.
Well, thank you so much. And thanks so much for having me on. I enjoy sitting in. I'm sorry I couldn't jump in on more things, but it's just an honor to be here with you guys. I love your show, and it's great that you invited me on.
You are welcome back anytime.
Well, in 2 hours, we all have time to drop out.
Great.
Somebody goes, reads a book for a half hour, comes back.
I don't
care
about
the whole thing.
Me too. I didn't even go pee once this time.
I actually
with
stayed.
All that whiskey.
I stayed in my chair too, also, surprisingly.
I only had one whiskey because my drink maker wasn't here.
Oh, was he out mowing?
He was out. I don't know where he was. I haven't asked him yet. He made me a cucumber and cheese sandwich he put on the desk about 5 minutes ago.
Mm.
I don't know where my whiskey's at. I'm going to go find it now.
Good idea.
Would you like to play the music and tell the people all the nice things about where they can find us and stuff?
The music's been playing.
Oh. Well, I can't hear it then.
I had a little. I turned it down a little bit for talking purposes. Okay. So.
If you're listening to this, you found us.
Yes.
Congratulations.
That is where you find us. In your ears.
Right here, right now.
I'm on Instagram more than Twitter these days, like way more.
Yeah.
You can find me on Instagram. I feel kind of disconnected from everybody. I miss you guys. I miss you, Moira Brown.
I feel like our Facebook
everybody on the Twitter.
Group is kind of like the biggest, like the place
that
we use.
That's
the
simplest place.
Yeah.
And other people should post there, so it's not just my face on every post.
Well, we like your face on every post.
Yeah.
Do you like my horns I'm wearing right now?
Oh, that's right. That picture, yeah.
Very suitable. Okay. I'm at August 95, but I'm not there, but I'm on the Instagram.
I'm Coach Hill. I'm Sexy Coach Hill on Twitter. You know, he took that name so I wouldn't take it.
Well, can you blame him?
Not really, no.
I think he should give the password to Connie and let her have it.
That is true.
Yeah.
I don't know. He posted some time hop picture with his hand on her thigh, I was like, yo, buddy, whoa, chill there.
Mexico.
Getting a little wild.
Mexico.
It's getting a little bit wild.
Well, they did come to Canada. You know, it's very romantic here, so maybe that's what happened.
Oh, did they come to Canada?
It's cold here. We have to snuggle.
I'm not even going to say anymore because I'll get in trouble.
Good night, everybody. Or good day. Or good afternoon. Depending on
good evening. Listening. Good night.
Or
good
if you've
morning.
Been listening over the period of about 4 days.
Yeah.
Probably what it would take you to get through
probably.
This. Probably. Oh, it's been really a long one today.
It's true. Chatterbox. Chatter at chatterboxpodcast.com.
Yes. But yeah. We'll tell you in the group if you ask again.
Yes. Without a question mark this time.
I tease. Okay. Bye, guys.
See ya.
Bye. Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.
Bye.